have the obscene situation where there are three people, you being one of them, who own more wealth than the bottom half of America. Is the system working? In your judgment, is it working? What do you think?
The globalists don't want you just having a job 9 to 5 and, you know, going to the mall and buying tennis shoes or going to play golf or going to church. They think you're worthless and eating their resources, non-renewables.
And for us, what we need to be able to do is to holistically look. It's not about dealing with pandemic preparedness or climate change. It's about how we collectively approach this. This is actually being discussed, you know, as part of the pandemic accord. It's discussed constantly here with WHO and all of our partners of how we work together to address all of these multiple drivers because they are directly related.
They get up there at these big eugenics events.
It's an honor to receive this prestigious award from TIE. I've always believed that innovation is the key to solving the world's toughest challenges, whether it's stopping a pandemic, avoiding a climate disaster.
And then you wonder why he's in control of the whole world's vaccine supply except for China and Russia.
Of all the things that are out there, what could cause an excess in a single year of 10 million deaths?
And while they're doing this, it attacks your fertility.
And wanted to believe for the longest time that it wasn't a depopulation agenda, but ultimately the evidence persuaded me within the Pfizer documents that that's exactly what it is. They knew they were blocking women's ovaries with lipid nanoparticles. They knew the lipid nanoparticles traversed the placenta. They determined that the deaths of fetuses were due to maternal exposure, quote unquote, to the vaccine. They knew that vaccinated women who were nursing their babies were making the babies sick. Their charts, this is why I say Mengele science, they're just charts showing this many thousands of babies are vomiting, this many thousands of babies have edema, which is swollen flesh, this many thousands of babies have convulsions. You know, one baby died of multi-organ system failure.
I've got Bill Gates bemoaning the First Amendment and saying we need to strengthen ways to shut down people. But everything he said about the shot, that it was safe and effective and that it would keep you from getting COVID or spreading it, that's now been admitted to all be a lie. They're the ones with the record of misinformation, disinformation.
If you want to open your history books and look at the biggest purveyor of misinformation in history, do you want to be on the side of the group that attacked him? Or would you rather be him, Galileo? Galileo was absolutely crushed as somebody not just in misinformed, but dangerously misinformed, a threat to the world order. And the Spanish Inquisition had their way with him. It's the same thing about COVID. What's dangerous is when you have a physician or a physician group that becomes evangelical to a cause, not a religious cause, a medical cause. So when the regulators got involved, that's when the excesses are striving to get to the vaccine. Where are the excesses with masking and lockdowns? Who are the evangelists? Dr. Birx, who runs around the country convincing regulators and governors that they must lock down their states or they're going to kill people if they don't. And that the evangelical physician is where the excesses came from. My question is, you are mandating a black vaccine platform, the mRNA vaccine platform. You're requiring people to get that. Why aren't you as enthusiastic about the whole viral vaccines like Covaxin or Novavax, older platforms that have equal efficacy? Novavax has some of the problems of the mRNA vaccine too, by the way. But why are we even talking about those? Why are there only two brands, literally two brands? All you are mandating all the way down to the age of to early childhood. So Bill Gates has always been on record, along with his dad, that had a Planned Parenthood. He wants to depopulate you.
If you want to get to zero, you don't get to skip buildings or agriculture or industry or electricity or transport. You don't even get to skip planes or boats. You know, you've got to have it all.
And then he's doing it to us. He's the field marshal, the top general, the chairman. And then people still like, oh, that's like a show, Alex Jones. You know, that's entertainment over there. That's that crazy guy. He says crazy stuff. No, I'm not saying crazy stuff. They're doing crazy stuff, out of control, dangerous stuff, psychotic mass murder stuff. And I'm up here being attacked and demonized for trying to stop them.
Supplements.
Robots are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Clay Clark, and I'm filling in here for Owen Schroyer today. So, folks, this will be the worst version, worst edition of the War Room you've ever witnessed. I'm joined here with Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer just to bring up the quality of the show here. You may know me as the host of the Reawaken America Tour, the amazing money-losing machine where we travel all around the country trying to share the truth about the Great Reset and how to stop it. And so what we're going to do on today's show, this will be one of the most interactive shows we've ever done or I've ever done. We're going to do a call-in show format today. And we're going to try to go through 119 biblical prophetic events that I believe are taking place right now. The Bible was written, and it's 73% of it is historical, but 27% of the Bible is prophetic.
Yep.
And Pastor Jackson, I don't think most people, I'm sure the InfoWars listeners know this, but I don't think most people know that 27% of the Bible is prophetic.
I mean, you got to think about it. If God had a fourth of his word be about prophecy, that probably means that we should study it, be aware of it. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people, they just try to avoid that, but it's literally over a fourth of the Bible.
It is a massive subject that I don't believe is talked about enough. So I'm going to go into my screen share. I'm going to click this button here. I'm going to pull up these prophetic events that I believe are happening. If you want to follow along, folks, all you want to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's the website. And when you go there, you scroll down and there's a button. That's my secret code language. It's English. It says, understand the truth about the biblical timeline, 119 biblical signs of the time. And if you click there, you're going to be able to dial in and follow along with us. But before we get into our first, I want to play a little clip for you. This is Yuval Noah Harari. This is a lead advisor for the World Economic Forum. He is praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. He is now the world's best-selling author, having just surpassed 65 million copies of his books. This is his new book here called Nexus. And this man has, and I'm quoting, he has said that humans are hackable animals. He now wants to rewrite the Bible using AI. He's now talking about rebuilding a third temple and declaring a new religion. He's now wanting to change the times and the laws. Pastor Jackson, he's Hebrew. He's openly gay. This guy you've all know, Harari. What's your reaction to just the idea that this kind of guy during this kind of time could be the world's best-selling author?
I think he's applying for a job, and the job's listed in the Bible, and that job is called the false prophet. And so I'm not saying he is. I'm saying he's putting forth a very good resume to check all the boxes of what the Bible says the false prophet will be like. And so, you know, it's like he went and read job description.
Right.
The false prophet. And so he was like, I'm going to set out in life to check all these boxes. And he's done a very good job. So I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying he has kind of met the criteria.
Let me hit play here. This is the first clip here, folks. Here you go.
With especially the rise of brain-computer interfaces and biometric sensors and so forth, it is very likely that within, say, 50 years, people will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains would be connected together to a network, and you won't be able to survive if you're disconnected from the net, because your own body parts, your own immune system perhaps depends on being constantly connected to the colony, to the network.
Very bad feeling about it.
Recently published research
from Korea and Japan confirm previous reports we've heard of nanotech in the COVID-19 injectables. Contents of the COVID-19 injectables produced by Pfizer and Moderna were examined under a stereo microscope at 400 times magnification. Specimens were cultured in different media to observe the effect they had on living cells. The study concluded that the anomalous injuries that have occurred worldwide since the injectables were pressed upon billions of individuals were caused by the nanotechnology contents of the COVID-19 injectables. The research found cellular toxicity, and over the course of a few weeks, simple one-dimensional structures grew into complex three-dimensional structures. Numerous artificial self-assembling nanosized.
Okay, so Pastor Jackson going into Bible fact, prophetic event number one. I want to break down today. Sign number one, the word corona is 666. So you look at the word corona, coronavirus, perhaps you've heard about it. Coronavirus, someone says, I haven't heard about it at all. Is this a good thing? Coronavirus, the word corona is numerically 666. C is a 3, O is a 15, R is an 18, O is the 15, N is the 14th letter in the alphabet, A is a 1. What are your thoughts on that? Do you believe that the corona in any way, shape, or form ties into Revelation type of events?
Yeah, so I think it's kind of like one of those things you cannot deny. A lot of people say, well, that's just a coincidence. Yeah. You know, it's just a coincidence. Well, the question then becomes, how many coincidences do you have to have until it becomes like a thing? And it's very odd to me that a lot of what we're getting ready to talk about is going to add up to 666. You'll find this interesting. Today I got a letter in the mail from the Satanic Temple.
Come on.
And they did the 666. Now, why that number? Because the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation, there would be a mark and there would be a number, and that number is 666.
Yeah. Now this is, I want to show people this real quick here. This is a Sheridan.church. That's your website, Sheridan.church. That's the home church that my wife and I go to. It's the church that you lead, Sheridan.church. And again, I think a lot of people go to wonderful churches, but they never talk about these things from a biblical perspective. So I would submit to you sign number one, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. The Bible reads, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, receive a mark in their right hand or on their forehead, that no man might buy or sell say that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. I believe that the nanotechnology in the shots, in conjunction with Bill Gates and the Microsoft patent W02020606606, it seems as though that is mark of the beast technology. That is my belief. Somebody else watching this, you might say, you're nuts. That's fine. And I want to hear from you. So what we're going to do today is if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can text in my cell phone number, 918-851-0102. And if you have a hot take, we want to hear from you. Again, you can text in my cell phone number, 918-851-0102. Also, just as a housekeeping note today, if you do want to join us for the final Reawaken America tour, October 18th and 19th, that's October 18th and 19th, in Selma, North Carolina, that's just outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. It will be the biggest lineup we've ever had. It's the final event we're going to do. It's Eric Trump, it's Kash Patel, it's Laura Trump, it's General Flynn, it's Peter Navarro, it's Alina Haba, it's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, it's Jim Brewer, it's Roseanne. They're all going to be there, Dr. Stella Emanuel. So if you want to come join us, you can request those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. You can text in this number, 918-851-0102, for a chance to win a backstage pass for the Reawaken America Tour. And again, for all of our events, you can always name your price. So you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you request a ticket. If you want to chime in on the call-in portion of the program, you can text in to 918-851-0102. And again, folks, we want to hear from you. And also, we want this program to continue being on the air. So what I'm saying is I want to encourage everyone to go to InfoWarsStore.com throughout the broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com. And when you go there, if you will text me proof that you bought anything at all, a book, a supplement, a shirt, if you'll text me proof that you bought something, you're also entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. So what do you do? That's you want to join the call-in show, text the number 918-851-0102. If you want a chance to win a backstage pass, request tickets 918-851-0102. If you want a chance to win something, buy anything at all at InfoWarsStore.com. Text in proof of purchase to my cell phone number. You have a chance to win a backstage pass. Let's move on to the second side.
What's the backstage pass? So you get to do what?
You get to meet all the speakers.
Yeah.
Eric Trump, Lord Trump.
Their speakers are actually there. Actually get to meet them.
And it's kind of fun because you get a chance to see me running around 90 miles an hour, keeping it on schedule. You get a chance to see Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer preparing for the speech. You get to see Kash Patel on the phone with who knows who talking about saving the republic.
Yep.
A lot of behind the scenes things. Let me move on to our next sign.
Okay.
CERN. Perhaps you've heard about it. CERN has a logo 666.
Man.
Now, some theologians and some geological experts do not agree on these certain facts related to CERN. But what we're seeing with CERN is saying out loud that what they're trying to do is they're trying to open up some kind of portal.
Yep.
They're trying to open up some sort of opening and communicate with the other side. And that would be CERN. And someone says, I don't believe you. I think you're making that up. That's fine. So we're going to go to timetofreeamerica.com. And I have a button here called CERN. That's code for CERN. And when you go there, what I want you to do, folks, is you can find the actual text from the website. CERN, I'm on the CERN website.
Clay, this will blow you away. That logo is what the Satanic Temple sent me in regards to their 666.
The CERN logo is the Satanic Temple logo?
I'll go get the letter later on.
Yeah.
We get a break. I'll show you the letter.
May I tell you what, this just in, folks, if you're thinking about making a logo for your company with a 666 theme, I would say hard pass. Okay, so this is from the CERN website. This is on their website, and this is what they're finding when they are looking into their findings at CERN. Okay, so this is Sergio Bertolucci. He says, out of this door might come something, or we might send something through it, says Sergio Bertolucci. This is on the CERN website. Now you say, well, what kind of stuff are they seeing? This is what he said. These are his notes. He says, here we're looking at an imminent visit from a race of carnivorous dinosaur men and superhuman clone hive legions of some evil genetic queen empress, infinite polypantheons of dark naked deities imprisoned for eons and hungering to feast upon human souls. A parallel history, victorious Nazi global Reich or something of that type. And you say, there's nothing weird to see there. It goes on. It says, I mean, folks, look at this. It talks about, it says here, it says we're hoping to see supersymmetry and extra dimensions. And you start to say, what? And it says here, we're seeing spontaneously swelling and shrinking spherical or wheel-shaped creatures, something on the order of a huge rumbling stone ball from Indiana Jones. I mean, what are your thoughts on that as we move on to fact number two? What's going on, sir?
It sounds like Star Trek, like with parallel universe type holes and different realities, and it sounds like they are really up to something not so good, especially if your logo is 666.
It's probably nothing, though. Probably not. They're probably just hanging out, probably having a conversation that went weird. You know, it is an office, in the office culture.
Who wants to bring in a Nazi?
Well, I mean,
ruling.
Let's
Empress.
Not that CERN needs an advocate, but let's just pretend that CERN needed an advocate, okay? Maybe they were just talking at CERN and they're saying, Carl, what's a logo that could really embody the scientific purity that we're doing? And Carl says, well, I've been thinking about 3-6s. Let's go with that. And you go, Carl, you're a sick freak. And imagine they say, well, Carl, what are you looking at over there? What kind of research are you doing? He says, well, right now, you see, I'm finding evil genetic queen empresses and infinite polypantheons of dark naked deities. Nothing to see here, folks. I mean, I believe that we are living through the portions of the Bible that are prophetic.
Yeah.
And I encourage everyone to assume I've lost my mind. Also, CERN happens to be located at the same place where Gavi, the vaccine maker, is located. Where the World Economic Forum is located. The World Economic Forum also has a 666 logo. There's a lot there. Let's move on to sign number three. The World Economic Forum, their logo is 666. That's the World Economic Forum.
It's like they all have the logo. Same graphic designer.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it could be an honest mistake. I know that there's somebody out there that, you know, maybe worshiping Satan while they're working on a logo, and they subliminally make a mistake.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, though? The World Economic Forum, their logo is, if you look at it, it is 666.
I think it goes back to how many of these do you have to have until it's no longer a coincidence?
Well, so far we're three in.
Three out of three.
Three out of three. And again, if you want to...
These are major things. This isn't like some, you know, guy in his basement that has no influence. This is the World Economic Forum.
The World Economic Forum. And again, folks, if you're watching today and you say, I want to participate in this conversation, I've got a hot take, I do want to hear from you. So you say, well, how do I do it? You go to timetofreeamerica.com and you text the number 918-851-0102. You get an opportunity to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour if you buy anything at all from the InfoWars store. Also, if you text in, that's the number to text in to request tickets. We have just now under 900 tickets remaining for the final Reawaken America Tour, Selma, North Carolina, October 18th. This really is your opportunity, folks. The final opportunity to come to a Reawaken America Tour. Sign number four, coming in hot. We're pacing ourselves. CERN created the World Wide Web, and in Hebrew, W is six.
Mm-hmm.
So in Hebrew, you know, WWW is 666. So I want to get your thoughts on that. Do you see any concerns that the World Wide Web created by CERN, that their WWW in Hebrew is 666?
Yeah. Well, think about this. All the convergences of these things that you're mentioning, from technology in your body.
Yep.
To portals opening up into realms that who knows what they're aiming for. You're talking about the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
And now you're talking about the internet. All these things which could be used to control whether you buy, sell, or trade a number and a mark.
And again, your church, Sheridan.Church, you don't shy away from the prophetic aspects of the Bible. And I know many churches do. So I want people to really look at the current events from a biblical perspective. Here we go.
We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
I mean, Klaus Schwab is putting it out there. They're calling this thing the Great Reset. Harari, let's go to his website real quick.
Yeah. Can I just insert something?
Yeah, go for it.
Is he not like central casting for any villain in a movie?
He's the worst.
He's the picture perfect. You got the accent, the bald head.
I think Yuval fits right in with him,
yeah,
too.
Oh.
I mean, Yuval, he's saying, this is on his website, he says, history began when humans invented gods and will end when humans become gods. These two.
Wow, that's deep.
These guys, I'm telling you, folks, they're just throwing it out there. So we move on to number five, all right? And the Google Chrome logo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people have heard of this new thing the kids are using. It's called Google.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that most people that I know go to Google to find things. Now, again, I think people should maybe use other search engines like Brave, or I think they should use other search engines like a DuckDuckGo.
Sure.
And there's somebody out there watching right now, your head's going to explode because you're like, neither one of those is safe. What I'm saying, though, is someone's like, use a VPN and use a wood block to connect to the internet. You know, there's someone out there is like, just cover your head and boil. I get it, right? But I'm saying the Google logo, most people use Google.
Yeah.
And the logo is 666.
99%.
Now, I'm sure this doesn't happen with your kids or other kids you know, but let's talk about my family. People that I know, my kids and their friends, they'll say, Dad, I Googled it.
Oh, yeah.
They'll go, Dad, Google says.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get off of that satanic mind control device known as the Google. So I want to get your thoughts on this. Google, their logo is 666. Any coincidence in your mind?
I mean, it's just quite amazing that these major institutions or platforms,
huge,
all have the same logo.
Right.
And it's not something like, I mean, you know, whenever you're driving and your mileage has like 666 on like the end of it, what do you stop? Do you park with 666?
Dude, I'm not even comfortable when I go to a restaurant. If my change is like 666, No. Just give me six. Give me five.
You drive that extra mile.
So you have
667.
Right.
You never park on 666.
No, you don't. When I'm doing math with clients, helping them figure out their performas, if there's any numbers that round up to 66 or 666, these guys are like, no, this is what we want here.
It is very odd.
So we continue. Now, sign number six, we talked about it earlier, but I want to dive into this. Microsoft has filed for a patent, okay? This is just so we're clear, just so people can look into this, assume I've lost my mind. You just go to Google and type in W02020. 0606. You hit enter. It's a new technology. It's called the Google. You hit enter. It pops right up.
Yeah.
It's not hidden, and it's for a cryptocurrency system using body activity, which would be the exact physical manifestation of the Mark of the Beast.
Yeah.
And it seems to me as though that's what it would be, but I just don't see a lot of churches talking about it. I even when I watch independent media, they don't tend to talk about these things. If you're not watching InfoWars, you probably don't know about these things.
Right.
Why?
Well, I think a lot of people, one, they don't know.
Yep.
Or two, they don't want to know.
Yep.
Because these are kind of like,
bro, I was on a huge, I won't mention the name of it. I was on a huge, huge show, big show, Christian show. And we got off the show and the host said to me, I just don't like you talking about this stuff.
Yeah. Cause it's kind of like happening and you don't really like, how's this going to unfold? And, you know, are we really at the point in the book of Revelation where things kind of just go haywire and Ezekiel 38 and all these different things, right? And so people don't know, or maybe they just don't want to know.
And I want to know, if you're watching today's show, I want to know what you think. And so what you can do right now is you can go to timetofreeamerica.com. You can just text in the number right now, and that's how we can get you on the show. Also, if you want to join us, here's the thing. The Bible in Hebrews 10:25, and folks, I'm doing a lot of screen share today because I'm going to do a lot of teaching on today's show, and it's not about my head, my cranium, my paleness. It's about facts as presented from the Bible, okay? So I'm not going to go out there and paraphrase the Word of God. I'm giving you the Bible today, Hebrews 10:25. It tells us, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. So the ways that I see we can get together right now while we can is, one, we can come together and we can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We can support Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team, Owen Troyer and the team. We can support them because it's a place where we can virtually gather together. Also, you can come join us on the Reawaken America tour. And people say, well, Clay, you know, a lot of people have been following the legal battles that I've involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And a few people have said, you know, I'm looking into it. It looks like you and your wife have lost like $2 million, man. How's it working? I said, the reason why we're doing the Reawaken tour is not to make money.
Yeah.
It's to try to lead people to Christ and to stop the Great Reset. So if you want to join us, I mean, come to timetofreeamerica.com. Join us in Selma, North Carolina. I encourage you to do so. And if you want to join the conversation, just text in my phone number there. That's 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. 2 minutes before the break, we continue. Here we go. Sign number 8 coming in hot here. In Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, the Bible states, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they shall see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And Pastor Jackson, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 to 14, tells us that when the Euphrates River dries up, the false prophet's going to show up.
Yep.
China and Russia are going to team up.
Yep.
The nations are going to gather against Israel. Stuff's going to blow up. And the beast technology is going to show up. And I don't know if you know this, folks, but Yuval Noah Harari is now saying that AI, Yuval is saying that AI is not a tool. He's saying it is an agent. This is Yuval Noah Harari, a man credited with helping to develop some of this technology. Listen to this.
AI is not a tool. It is an agent. It is the first technology in history that can make decisions by itself, that can create new ideas by itself, and therefore can take power away from us.
Thanks for the encouragement, Yuval Noah Harari. So if you're listening right now, I encourage you, go to timetofreeamerica.com, request tickets for the Reawaken America Tour, and text in if you want to chime in on the show. We're going to take calls when we come back from the break. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your thoughts, your takes. Who is Yuval Noah Harari? What's going on? Clay Clark, it's Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. Stay tuned.
Robots are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions and coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products to fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. thealexjonesstore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Welcome back. My name is Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer. And on today's show, what we're doing, Pastor Jackson, is we are going through 119 prophetic events that I believe the Bible has prophesied that would happen before the return of Christ. Yes. And you're a pastor. I'm not. I'm going through the facts with you. We're really doing a deep dive into the Bible. And we're encouraging everybody out there on today's show to do three things. One, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy anything at all. And text my phone number, proof of purchase, if you have a chance to win a backstage pass for the final Reawaken America Tour, October 18th and 19th. Also, if you want to join the conversation, you can text in 918-851-0102. That's the phone number at the top of timetofreeamerica.com. And we're going to take our first caller. I'm taking that with the phone here. This is my phone here. Sir, what is your name and where are you from?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my name's Rodrigo, and I'm calling from Texas.
Rodrigo, sir, what is your take?
My hot take is that people should pick up their Bibles and read 1 Thessalonians 2:15, Revelations 2:9, and Revelations 3:9, because the Israel of today is not the biblical Israel at all, because they don't live by the Talmud or they don't live by the Torah or the Tanakh. They live by the Talmud. And just a quick mention, I actually have the Talmud here with me. Just to read a quick excerpt from the Ketubot 11b, Rava said that this is what the Mishnah is saying. An adult man who engaged in intercourse with a minor girl less than 3 years old has done nothing, as intercourse with a girl less than 3 years old is tantamount to poking a finger into the eye. Jews of today are the Jews that lie and say they are Jews. They are the synagogue of Satan.
Now, quick question for you. Where in the Bible, what are the Bible verses you referenced again there, sir?
Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9 for the synagogue of Satan. And in 1 Thessalonians 2:15, it says, "For some of the Jews killed the prophets, and some even killed the Lord Jesus. Now they have persecuted us too. They fail to please God and work against all humanity."
Sir, thank you so much for your hot take. We really do appreciate you joining the show. So, Pastor Jackson, I'm gonna chime in on this real quick here. There are some people that I know in my life. I'm gonna pick on people in my life. First, I'm gonna pick on myself though. First here, okay. So, there are people in my life, mainly me, who we have a view of what it means to follow the gospel,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm picking on me. We fall short. Who's we? Me. So there's times where I'm saying, well, I'm reading the Bible here right now. Specifically, this is a big challenge I have for myself as I'm watching this show, maybe later tonight. Who knows? I read Mark chapter 13. I read Matthew chapter 24. I read Luke chapter 21, where Jesus is telling his apostles of the events that have to happen before his return to be ready.
Yeah.
You got to be ready. Instant. You got to be ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, we got to be ready because Christ's going to return like a thief in the night. And I watch a show like this and I go, man, am I a fake Christian? So I want to get your thought on that, and then we'll get into some more prophetic, things that the Bible said would happen before the return of Christ.
Well, I think a couple things to Rodrigo's point. Unfortunately, the problem with what he said is he's not allowing the Bible to be the best commentary on the Bible.
Hmm.
And he mentioned Revelation 2:9, 3:9 that are referring to a synagogue of Satan that has nothing to do with modern day Israel, that had everything to do with Jewish synagogues in particular cities in the book of Revelation that were murdering Christians, and therefore they were labeled as a synagogue of Satan. Has nothing to do with modern day Jews or anything. Not every Jew is a part of a synagogue of Satan. There are some great Jewish people out there. However, Clay,
well,
you know this. There's some not so.
Well, I'm going to say this. I know two people in Canada very well, longtime clients of mine, and they think that all Americans are crazy. And I said,
and I said, some are.
And I said, well, why do you think that? This is a longtime client of mine. He says, dude, your president's a whack job. What kind of people would elect that guy? And so I think it's easy to make a big group sometimes and say, yeah, this particular group is responsible for this or that. And I can just tell you, on behalf of Team Should Do Better, I encourage everyone to read every Bible verse we reference on today's show. Absolutely. And assume that what I'm saying is jackassery. Okay.
The best commentary on the Bible
is
the Bible.
There we go. Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. The Bible states that when the Euphrates River dries up, the false prophet shows up. China and Russia will team up. The nations will gather against Israel. Things will start to blow up. And the beast technology will show up. Do you think we're living through Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14? Sir.
Well, let's go to Google.
Go to Google.
And type in Euphrates River.
I'm going to Google.
And all of a sudden, you know what will pop up.
Euphrates River.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You go to news.
News.
Euphrates River.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, let's be very clear.
Yeah.
From Genesis chapter 2, when the Euphrates River is first mentioned, all the way to today, the Euphrates River has never dried up. So it's always been a staple in the world is the Euphrates River. It's the great river, Euphrates. And, it's drying up, Clay.
So I'm going to play a clip here that to me blows my mind a bit, because you've all know Harari. I mean, this guy's not new to the scene. He's not new, but I believe on October 3rd of 2020, he sort of unveiled the Mark of the Beast technology. And that date, I'm not saying that date to be prophetic. I don't know when the show was actually recorded. It's just the date I found it on the New York Times on the YouTube channel. Okay. So let me hit play here. Here we go.
The Mark of the Beast. How is it possible, we would all say, that you could track every human being in the world and know where they are and how they get their money and where they spend their money? I mean, that's just impossible. And here we sit going, oh no, they're tracking us right now. They know exactly where we spend our money and where we get our money. Because it says you won't be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark of the beast. You could replace the word beast with system.
Revelation says that.
Oh yeah, without the mark.
You won't be able to buy or sell
unless you bear the mark of the beast. And when you go back and look that up in the Hebrew, it's talking about the global power that's in place at that point, the system that is in place.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. We want to stop this epidemic. We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin. Their body temperature, like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveilled all the time. Not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
To me, it sounds a lot like they're trying to put surveillance under the skin. It seems a lot to me as though that sounds like the mark of the beast. Wow. That's what I think. That's Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. Now we move on now. Okay. Congress, sign number 9. Congress is rolling out legislation. I don't know what kind of guy sits down or woman and says, you know what, let's introduce an anti-racism public health act of 2021. You know what, let's call it HR 666. So it's this Rep. Ayanna Pressley. I think to myself, I mean, who is this person? What are they doing? What's going on? I look, I go to Google, I go to DuckDuckGo, I look,
whoa,
I'm going,
yeah.
Whoa,
okay.
Okay, well, this is what we got going here. I'm seeing, really? And so you look at this, I mean, this is a bill that would establish within the Centers for Disease Control a national center for anti-racism and law enforcement violence prevention. It sounds a lot like legalizing thought, the persecution of thought crime, and that's Revelation, the prosecution of thought crime, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, Mark of the Beast style thoughts, HR 666, what it's called. When we come back for the break, we're going to take some more calls. Stay tuned. You're listening to InfoWars.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We'll take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com. And you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, my name is Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer. Quick housekeeping notes here. First off, on today's show, I encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy anything at all to support this great network. And if you do so and you send me text proof of that you actually bought something, just take a screenshot, send proof that you bought something to my cell phone number, 918-851-0102. You have a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour. Also, we have just under 900 tickets now remaining for the Reawaken America Tour, October 18th and 19th in Selma, North Carolina. If you're listening right now, hello, if you are in North Carolina, South Carolina, Oklahoma, any state at all, if you're listening right now, if you are a kid, if you were a kid, if you're on the planet Earth, come join us October 18th and 19th. It's going to be the Reawaken America Tour, the final one, Selma, North Carolina, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Eric Trump, Laura Trump. It's going to be a blasty blast. 70 speakers over 2 days. Get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. And if you want to join today's conversation, you can text the number 918-851-0102. And we're breaking down 119 prophetic events that the Bible said that would happen that I believe are happening right now. And we have our next caller here. Who is it now?
Will from Arkansas.
What is cracking, sir? How are you?
yourself. I appreciate you having me on the show for a moment. You know, talking about the CERN and Noah Harari and the horrific things we're looking at.
Well, you know,
I don't believe that. Go ahead.
I want to just say this. First off, Arkansas has bad branding, but it's a great state. I mean, I love going into Arkansas. I mean, I love it's beautiful country there. Arkansas, if you're listening listen to today's show, you haven't been to Arkansas, go to Arkansas. Anyway, sir, what's your hot take, sir?
Man, there's so many hot takes. Where do you want to get started? But, you know, the condition of our nation, I believe in compulsory service. I can't understand. Nobody's ever given a good reason or even a good excuse why one man is protecting another man's country, church, family, whatever. You know, millions of people in this nation I've never met, but I have served them for 20-something years. I don't mind dying for a cause or for my country for the right reasons, but I shouldn't have to die because of it. I shouldn't have to perish because a failure of our governments, our clergy, our citizens themselves can't get past the blindness of a military-industrial complex, you know, owning everything. It's just ridiculous what's going on. I wish you good luck in all your endeavors. I call in to InfoWars and all the three programs quite often. I'm on top of them all the time. It's just what I do. I'm an information junkie. I take this serious. I'm not from Arkansas, but I grew up in Texas, and between there and California. And I know what it is, what's been going on with the border for many, many years. It's not Trump's fault or Biden's fault or Bush's fault. This is, Ground and Root and Zachary Construction and Mundy Construction and all the construction companies that have, you know, I've had to compete with, and when I work construction.
Now, sir, real quick, I want to respect I want to respect your time. And I'm so sorry to cut you off. We just have a few more cars I want to get in today, but thank you for being a great listener. I really do appreciate you and have a great day. Okay, so I want to move on here, Pastor Jackson. We've got, again, Congress working on legislation, H.R. 666, and the good folks in Congress are also working on legislation called H.R. 6666. That's four sixes. If you're scoring at home, this is sign number 10. Just want to get your thoughts on this. I mean, this is a contact, this is COVID-19 testing, reaching, and contacting everyone. This would authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing in your home, at your residence, or for other purposes. Want to get your thoughts. Do you feel like that is at all related to the Bible, the prophetic events in the Bible?
Before I talk about that, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If you went down to the DMV and they were to give you a license plate, and it was like AXS-6. 666.
Yeah.
Would you put that on your car?
No. No, and I'll tell you this. There was a Seinfeld back in the day where one of the characters had a regrettable license plate. It was Kramer, and people would yell at him like, hey, buddy, look at your license plate. And he kept it because he's like, I don't want to be a diva.
Yeah.
I don't want to change my license plate.
So you're telling me you wouldn't put 666 on your car?
No, I wouldn't do
it. All these bills, legislation.
Right.
Did you see, who was the one that authored that bill?
I'm sure it's a real winner. Let's look it up here. This is H.R. 666. You got Bobby Rush.
They're all Democrats. Have you noticed that?
I'm sure this is a great, just a heck of a person here. Bobby Rush.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Doing the flow.
I just can't imagine what would inspire somebody to run a bill.
Satan.
That is...
Sign number 11. Now, Joe Biden, check this out. Joe Biden signed a two-state Jerusalem declaration. So a declaration signing that he wants to break Israel into a two-state solution.
Yep.
666 days after Trump signed the Abraham Accords. Now, I don't know what that means.
It just seems like a coincidence,
man. It probably is a coincidence. Move on to sign number 12. Now, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5 through 6 from the Bible. Now, this is where you start to get, you have to get into the Bible. You got to get into the Bible. But the Bible prophesied that biblical Persia, which is now Iran, biblical Ethiopia, which is now Ethiopia, biblical Libya, which is Libya, Turkey, which, by the way, just decided they're going to join up with BRICS, that they would all come against Israel at the same time.
Yes.
That is happening.
It is happening.
Right now.
I actually just preached a sermon on this.
And so let's talk about this. And again, if people want to learn more about your church, it's Sheridan.church, Sheridan.church. They can watch you teach the word of God. And by the way, one thing you do, which is a lot of fun, you bring in folks like Donald J. Trump Jr. You bring in folks like Eric Trump. You bring in folks like Major League Baseball great Daryl Strawberry, Alina Haba, Randy Caldwell, Perry Stone. It's a blasty blast, Jonathan Kahn. Let's get back into this real quick here. So do you believe that this Ezekiel 38 prophecy is happening right now?
Yeah, I think we're there. So for people who don't know, in Ezekiel 38, it talks about groups of nations,
right,
led by Russia. So Russia is the lead in it. These nations, Iran, the Muslim countries in northern Africa,
yeah,
that they are literally going to team up and they are going to invade the nation of Israel. And for the first time in world history, Russia and Iran have an alliance together. It's never happened before, along with Turkey and the president of Turkey. Did you hear about him talking about the invasion? They will invade Israel if Israel attacks Iran.
And Turkey joining BRICS right now.
So they're all these forces that we've never seen have alliances together in world history are fulfilling Ezekiel 38. And it's incredible to see what will take place in regards to the United States, Great Britain, Saudi Arabia. We will not engage them. We will simply question them according to Ezekiel 38.
But, you know, and some people, I've talked to wonderful listeners who listen to this show and other shows I'm on. They go, man, why don't I ever hear about this on other shows? And I do believe, and I believe this. I believe this so much, and I encourage everyone to wrestle with what I'm saying. I believe that many people have been taught a false doctrine, okay? So when we go to the Bible and you type in hope, 1 Thessalonians hope, you say, where's the hope? Where's the hope in your message? Well, if you go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Bible tells us that we're going to find that hope in the Word of God. So it says, but I would have you not be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain, that's us, until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, I'm going to say this. Someone's going to say, you're crazy. I don't like you. I don't like the show anymore. I'm upset. That's okay. You can call in. You can tell us. The Bible doesn't really talk about America at the end of the book. And I just want to get your thoughts on that because, man, I want to save America. Man, I want to save America. I really, really do. I've got five kids. We want to save America. But I believe that our hope should be not in America, but in the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Here's the deal, Clay. America is not a player in the end times. Biblical prophecy, by the way, end times biblical prophecy does not revolve around the United States of America.
What?
It revolves around the nation of Israel. And so we're not a player in the end. Ezekiel 38 talks about the young lions, and we're part of the young lions. And we, as America, we're not going to be a player. And there's a couple reasons that could be. One, if the rapture of the church takes place, how many Americans would go? It would just completely desolate the United States of America. Two, maybe we find ourselves in these endless wars and we can no longer fund. We can no longer be a player. And so look to Israel for end times, not the United States of America.
You know, folks, if you're out there today and you say, what can I do to help? One, go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy anything at all, and just text in proof of purchase to my cell phone number, 918-851-0102. You keep InfoWars on the air. You get some great products. You have a chance to win a backstage pass. Or you can get your tickets to join us for the final Reawaken America Tour event, the amazing money-losing machine, the truth-telling machine, the absolute unapologetic sharing of the truth, Reawaken America Tour. This is our final event, October 18th and 19th. Get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com, Selma, North Carolina. My name's Clay Clark, and we'll be back after the...
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD
oil, gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, folks, my name's Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer here. It's impossible to do, but I try. I'm joined here with Pastor Action Jackson Lawmeyer of Sheridan Church, and we have a caller here. Sir, what is your name and where are you from?
Calling from State 48, sir. My first name is Dave, so I'm calling from Arizona, sir.
Okay, so Dave, what is your hot take, sir?
The verse that jumps out to me today, sir, Deuteronomy 28:43. As highlighted by President Trump in the debate, foreigners who live in your land will gain more and more power while you gradually lose yours. They will have money to lend you, but you will have none to lend them. In the end, they will be your rulers. He highlighted the Springfield, Ohio, where they had a community of 39,000. They brought in 20,000 Haitians, given them social services. They've overloaded the hospital systems. They're wrecking vehicles. They're stealing community pets. All this to our detriment. So I was glad that piloted that because unfortunately we have rape culture in our world.
Now, sir, give me one second here. Don't mean to cut you off. Give me one second here, sir. I'm going to pull up the Bible verse. Give me one second there, sir. I'm going to pull this up here. Folks, I'm pulling up the Bible verse he's referencing. Sir, could you repeat that Bible verse to me one more time, sir? Deuteronomy 28, what was it? 43. Pulling it up here on the big screen here, folks. Pulling it up here. Okay, sir, back to you. Final of 15 seconds. What say you, sir?
Yeah, it's a sad story, but most people in this country value the lives of pets over people. So we allow rape to happen with the illegal invaders, but they care more about the ducks at the pond. However, we can retake our country. That's all I care about, sir.
Now, again, folks, that's Deuteronomy. This is Deuteronomy 28. Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, thanks again, caller. We really do appreciate you. Pastor Jackson, what's your take on this? You're a pastor.
So, this is actually a great chapter. So yep. Deuteronomy 28
yep.
is the chapter of blessings and cursings if the people of Israel keep the covenant. So Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15 is all the blessings. You know, you'll be the head. Not the tail, above, not beneath, blessed come in. You see all that.
Yep.
That's the first part. If you keep the covenant.
If you keep the covenant.
Then from 15 all the way down, scroll all the way down. I think it's 15 to 68, 69, something like that.
Okay.
That's all the curses.
That's what you don't want to do.
So this is what will happen. These are the curses if you break the covenant.
Right.
And so I think you could say America has broken covenant with God. Therefore, as a result, one of the curses is the foreigners will overtake your land.
And I'm telling you, folks, this stuff is all happening now. The Bible was not written to scare. It was written to prepare. Now, one of the things about the Bible that I love so much is it is the word of God.
Yeah.
You're hearing from God. So sign number 13, Matthew chapter 24. Some people call this the Olivet Mm-hmm. Sermon, the sermon on the, what do you call it? Olivet
discourse.
They call Olivet discourse. And this is where Jesus is talking with his apostles.
Yep.
His, one of his final messages. And his apostles are going, hey man, how do we know when you're coming back? And so Jesus tells them, and Matthew writes it down in Matthew chapter 24. Luke writes down his account, Luke 21. Yep. Mark writes it down, Mark 13. So it's the same thing, but from three different perspectives. And so I thought we'd just take a second here before we go to the break and just read to you what Matthew wrote down. In Matthew, again, in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. Because I'm giving you like a multi-year Bible study all on one show, okay? So these apostles that come to Jesus, they said, hey, how do we know when you're coming back? And he says here, and Jesus answered them and said, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. But see that you not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows.
Jesus, that's not very encouraging.
They shall deliver you up to be afflicted. They shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity, not following God's laws, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto nations, and then shall the end come. So folks, if you're listening to today's show and you say, what can I do? Find somebody that you know in your life that you have influence over and share the word of God with them. Share the gospel in the air everywhere. My name is Clay Clark, calling for Owen Schroyer. We'll be back after
folks,
the break.
Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
My name is Clay Clark, filling in for Owen Schroyer, joined here with Pastor Action Jackson Lawmeyer. His church, if you want to learn more about his ministry, is SheridanChurch.com. SheridanChurch.com. That is the website. Or Sheridan.Church. Sheridan.Church. Also, if you want to support the InfoWars show, by the way, if you're listening to today's show and you haven't bought something from the InfoWars store, let me give you a shameless sales pitch. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Right now, it's September 12th.
Yep.
And a little phrase that I like to say in the office is, what better way to say I love you than by buying your Christmas gifts for your family and friends before September 13th? Mm. That's something I like to say. I don't say it aloud a lot. It's just something I like to say. And so I would encourage everybody out there today, I mean it. Go there right now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and find something that you can buy. They've got great products. They've got great supplements, books, shirts. Find something.
The shirts are the best.
Buy that thing. Those shirts are hot.
Oh, they got some great shirts.
Look at the gear. Buy something and then text us proof that you bought something to my cell phone number. Okay. So buy a shirt, buy a flag, buy a hat, buy it all. And then text me proof that you bought something to 918-851-0102. That's a great way to support the, Alex Jones show, the InfoWars program, the InfoWars Nation. Also a great way to get your holiday, your Christmas gifts taken care of. And if you want to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour, just text me proof of purchase to my cell phone number, 918-851-0102. And again, folks, the Reawaken America Tour, the final stop, October 18th and 19th in Selma, North Carolina. Peter Navarro, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Roger Stone. Hello, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Christina Bob. It is going to be a great lineup. Jim Brewer, Cash Patel, Roseanne. Get those tickets. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Again, get those tickets. The final Reawaken America Tour, TimeToFreeAmerica.com. So, Pastor Jackson, we're talking about 119 biblical prophetic events that I believe are taking place right now.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew 24, do you see it happening?
Oh, yeah, you just read it. For those who didn't hear it, it talks about the wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, earthquake, all the stuff that's happening in our world. Have you noticed things are accelerating, right? There's an acceleration, and that was what Jesus was referring to. And then Jesus makes a couple statements. They ask him, when will the end be? What will be the sign? He says, when this gospel is preached all around the world, then the end will come. Well, guess what, Clay? The gospel has been preached all around the world.
It's happening.
And then Jesus says, look to the fig tree. When you see the fig tree blossom, referring to the nation of Israel, he says, this generation will not pass. When did the fig tree blossom?
1948.
What does the Bible define as a generation? There's kind of three different answers. 60 years, 80 years, and 100 years. There's not one number for a generation. Well, if you take those, you say 60 to 100 years, 1948 from 60 to 100 years, we're right in the middle.
We are right there. Sign number 14, then we'll take our next caller. Sign number 14. What does it say in Luke chapter 17, verse 28 through 30? Well, it says it's going to be like as in the days of Lot or Sodom and Gomorrah before the return of Christ. And I look at it and I say to myself, we've got fallen angels mating with humans before the flood. That's the book of Noah, Genesis. We had perpetual violence and wickedness before the flood. By the way, the Hebrew word for perpetual violence and wickedness is Hamas.
Yep.
So you got transhumanism going on before the flood. You got sexual immorality before the flood. People's thoughts were perpetually on evil. It looks to me like that's happening at scale right now. Do you agree that we are living through what could be, I mean, the abortions we're having in America, abortions are a sacrifice to Baal. How many abortions are we doing as a country per year? To me, I believe it's as in the days of Lot. Maybe you disagree.
No, I think you're spot on. As in the days of Lot, you know, the marking for the days of Lot was what? It was Sodom and Gomorrah, and it was sexual immorality. It was mob rape. It was, you know, you go read the story. It's disgusting, right?
Right.
It's disgusting stuff. And look at the culture we live in.
It's bad.
Disgusting. And so, yeah, the days of Lot are very similar to today, and then also the days of Noah.
Now, I want to take a caller here. We have a caller coming in hot here. This just in. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Clay. My name is Heidi. I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, it's the only state in America, New Jersey. I'm sure James let you right through our call screener because he loves New Jersey. What is your hot take, caller?
My hot take is, you know, there are so many things going on every day. You know, everything feels like a distraction against the two major issues, in my opinion, which is the open border and the election. And those two things go hand in hand. And I'm concerned with what we saw in the debate with the 3-on-1 against Trump. If they could cheat in a debate, they're going to cheat in an election.
You know what? That's a great take. I've got a brief comment on that. Thank you so much for joining us. Folks, I'll say this, you know, the Reawakened Tour. The amazing money losing machine that I've created with General Flynn. This thing, you know, I am being deposed, subpoenaed, sued, and for anybody out there that doesn't know, the person suing me for defamation, his name is Eric Coomer. And I mention this because, anytime I talk about this, I have to use great specificity, one out of respect, for the rule of law and respect out of the facts. And so I'm being sued for defamation. So you start to say, well, who is Eric Coomer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Eric Coomer is the former head of security and strategy for Dominion. That's not my opinion. Let me pull this up. This is job title. And so he was working as the former head of security and strategy for Dominion.
Okay.
And so you start to say, well, what is the word defamation? What does that mean? Well, the word defamation is the action of damaging the good reputation of someone to slander or libel.
Okay.
So I start to think, well, can Eric Coomer sue me for defamation? Because the word reputation is the widespread belief that someone or something has about a particular habit or characteristic of a person, you know? Yeah, a person. So Eric Coomer, he has this deposition. He does. It's 5 hours long. I put it up on the screen so people can see it. But, you know, he's suing me for defamation. And the things that he's admitted to during his own deposition at the 1 hour, or at the 2 hour and 53 minute mark, he said that only an absolute effing idiot could ever vote for that windbag fascist racist F, referring to Trump. He said that during his deposition. He admitted at the 3 hour and 10 minute mark that he posted online a song called Pigs for the Slaughter. At the 3 hour and 13 minute mark of his deposition, he posted F the USA. You know, at the 1 hour and 42 minute mark, he admits to previously being a skinhead. This is a guy who is connected to the 12 patents connected to election adjudication. Why am I saying all this? He admitted during his deposition at the 1 hour and 43 minute mark that, yeah, he was a former addict of, you know, drugs, the cocaine and the heroin. This is a guy who admitted that he posted comments that indicated he was, you know, pro Antifa. He said it was satire. Then he ran a moving vehicle into a parked building and police were wearing a body cam to get his interpretation of the series of events. That's fascinating. I've got all the social media posts here posted at timetofreeamerica.com so people can see it. And again, this is the guy connected to the patents. And someone says, how can you prove that? We just go to Google right now. It's a new thing. The kids are using it. You just go to Google and you type in Eric Coomer and patents. You know, you could see the patents.
Wow.
So I'm being sued. I get it. Alex Jones has been sued. I get it. This is called what, lawfare, persecution, whatever this is called. And the reason why we're doing this Reawaken tour is we want to save this country. And to the caller's point, this guy, Eric Coomer, is connected to 12 patents. 12 patents connected to election and integrity. And this is the guy who's connected to election integrity. And to my knowledge, and somebody out there can correct me if I'm wrong, I happen to know a lot of people that are very in the know. I don't believe anything fundamentally has changed about the way the election integrity will be used in this election versus the last one.
It's going to be a problem.
So I'm whether we call it too big to rig, whether I call it delusional optimism, whether I call it, please, Jesus, help us. I don't know what I'm calling.
I think there's going to have to be an intervention from God himself.
I believe it.
It has to be.
I mean, I have to say this. I'll say this. I'll provide a little dramatic pause after this. If America is saved, it was God.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
God uses people, but I mean, it was God. There's no way to say, oh, yeah, you know, it was, I mean, let's talk about this. I mean, Alex Jones, if it wasn't for InfoWars, how many people watching today's show would have no idea what's going on? I mean, millions. God used Alex. Alex answered the call. Alex, his voice sounds like he's been trying to save the country for two consecutive decades. I mean, if Alex Jones was on the show today, he'd say, my name's Alex Jones. I'm filling in for Owen Troyer here on InfoWars. And on today's show, we're talking about 119 biblical. And you're going, wow.
Yeah.
You've been through a lot.
He's got the voice.
I mean, he has been fighting, right?
He's got the voice.
So God uses people, imperfect people. And I believe God used Alex Jones in a tremendous way to wake people up. I'm so thankful for Alex Jones. And if you're watching today's show and you don't hate yourself, now you hate yourself, don't feel pressure. But if you don't hate yourself, I encourage you to go to InfoWars.store.com and find something that you can buy. Get those Christmas gifts early. Support the InfoWars program. And now we get into our next, I'm going through 119 biblical prophetic events that I believe are happening right now. Sign number 16, Matthew chapter 24. Is the world like it was as in the days of Noah? I would submit to you, yes. And Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, it'll be like as in the days of Noah before the return of Christ. Pastor Jackson, what say you?
Well, you go to Genesis chapter 6. There's three things that mark the days of Noah. Because Jesus says it's going to be like in the days of Noah. Wouldn't it be good to know
three things?
What it was like during the days of Noah. The Bible says corruption filled the earth.
Corruption filled the earth.
Violence, Hamas. Filled the earth. And you have the sons of God intermingling with the daughters of men, creating this
Nephilim.
This offspring.
Right.
This super human offspring. And so Jesus says, at my return, it'll be like it was in the days of Noah. So therefore, I think it's safe to say corruption has filled the earth.
I agree with that.
Hamas has filled the earth.
Amen to that.
And this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, and
right,
these other characters, what's the major push? Elon Musk, it is transhumanism.
You know what? Let me do this real quick. I'm going to play a couple video clips, not because I like these video clips, but let me hit play here. I want people to really just marinate on these clips. I got two clips I want to play for you. Here we go, folks.
Place at that point, the system that is in place.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. We want to stop this epidemic. We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin. their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. So I think maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
Sounds a lot like Mark of the Beast. Here's Elon Musk.
That was when we agreed.
That's what he says.
Did you agree?
I did not agree.
I did not agree.
This guy, you've all known her. This is Elon Musk commenting on mRNA technology. Watch this.
Do you see any positive effects in the COVID pandemic?
I think there are many, many silver linings. Advancement of synthetic RNA was accelerated significantly because of COVID.
I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I mean, I think with enough, with an effort that's not too crazy, you could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do it. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA.
I mean, to me, that sounds a lot like transhumanism. That's how I look at it. Let's move on here. Sign number 17, Amos chapter 1, verse 7. Now, folks, Amos chapter 1, verse 7. I don't know if people know this, but Amos talked about how this place called Gaza would be completely destroyed before the return of Christ.
Yep.
And maybe I'm reading it wrong. What's your thoughts?
No, it's Amos is a prophet, and it's really interesting because he specifically references to Gaza, and people need to know this. In biblical Israel, Gaza, modern-day Gaza, is where the Philistines were. So that area is the Philistines.
Like the giant.
Yeah, the Philistines are there. And the term Palestine came from Emperor Hadrian of the Roman Empire around the year 130. He changed the name from the land of Judah. He changed it to Palestina, which is Philistine in Latin. So think about the connection there. You've got Gaza, which is where modern day Philistines would have been.
Yeah.
And Palestine, isn't that the big battle? Is it Palestine?
It's so wild and so specific, and the Bible...
Specific.
27% of the Bible is prophetic. 73% of the Bible is historical. We have a caller calling in here. I'm not prophetic, but I do believe in the future. Starting right now, we may have a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hey, my name is Cliff. I'm from Georgia.
Cliff from Georgia. What's your hot take, sir?
Man, today... The judge threw out several of the election integrity charges against President Trump. That means Fannie Willis is going down, baby.
She's going down. Oh, Fannie Willis is going down.
Now it was funny.
Now, okay, Fannie Willis is going down. Okay. Now, sir, I want to get your thoughts on this. I mean, Fannie Willis, you've obviously spent some time looking into her and looking her up. I know she's probably one of your favorite people. What's your thoughts on just Fannie Willis?
Person of great integrity.
I think this criminal cabal that we've been fighting so much against, I think they're meeting their match here, and that's the Constitution. And, patriots are winning.
Patriots are winning. Thank you for the call there, sir. We greatly appreciate you. James, we're moving on to the next caller. Here we go. And we're moving on here. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 4, sign number 18. Did you know that Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 4, again, it prophesied this idea that Gaza would be destroyed?
Mm-hmm.
And did you feel like that's happening?
It's happening right now.
It's literally happening right now. I said I want it to happen. I'm not saying I don't want it to happen. I'm not saying I wake up every day going, yeah.
But you can't deny. You can't happening. Deny that it's happening.
Right. And I. You need a beverage. You need a beverage or a coffee cup or a
I'm fighting.
9-volt battery. Okay. I'm just saying. I.
when I read these things, I think some people think, well, you want this to happen. I said I want it to happen. I'm not saying I don't want it to happen. This is what the Bible said is going
to
happen.
There's nothing you can do to stop it from happening.
And God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I don't think a lot of people think about it that way.
Right.
So Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 4, it says that Gaza, Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 4, Zephaniah says that Gaza will be in an unprecedented conflict with Israel. That is a fact. Folks, sign number 19, Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1. I don't know if people know this. The Bible prophesied that Damascus, Syria, will be completely destroyed into a ruinous heap before the return of Christ. And guess where a lot of weapons are being stored right now? In Damascus, Syria. We have another caller calling in here. This is the Damascus, Syria hotline. Sir, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Bart Fine, and I'm in Georgia, sir.
Bart, okay, what's your hot take, sir?
Well, Mark of the Beast, there's multiple marks of the beast. Like, I see these people with the church, and they got masks on, and they're not against the vaccine, and these Jehovah's Witnesses down here hate me because I just gave them the Alex Jones speech. But there are multiple marks of the beast, the mask, the vaccine, the 6 feet apart, and it never ends.
So you believe there are multiple signs of the mark of the beast?
Yeah, these are marks of control by the government, which is evil, obviously, and to control us. 6 feet apart, the mask, don't talk to anybody, don't talk to your neighbors. It's totally antisocial and anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-good.
Well, I'll say this. Wearing the mask certainly was a demand to cover the image of God, standing 6 feet apart as part of a satanic cult. I think you have great wisdom there, sir. Moving on to our next caller. Sign number 19, Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1. I don't know if people are aware of this, but again, Damascus, Syria is where major amounts of weapons are being stored. And if there was a massive conflict between Israel and these countries prophesied in Ezekiel chapter 38, I believe Damascus would be turned into a ruinous heap. Now we move on to sign number 20. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. This is wild stuff here. You've all know Harari is now saying that we need to change the times and the laws. I'm going to pull this up. Folks, I don't sit there and conjure up these things. Yuval is saying that we need to create a temple. This is what Yuval and Harari is saying. He's saying right now that he wants to rebuild a temple and declare new times and laws. Watch this, folks.
So you have these dreams about a world without hierarchy, without injustice, without poverty, and which means, in effect, a world with completely different laws than the laws we recognize, that we are familiar with. And the idea is that there would be this magical moment, the revolution or the crusade, or we'll rebuild the temple, or we'll create a new perfect utopian society. And it will be a moment of historical redemption.
He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
Pastor Jackson, do you see a connection between Yuval saying, hey, we got to rebuild this third temple, and the prophetic aspects of the Bible?
Oh, absolutely. And so the third temple is key because it's in the third temple where the abomination of desolation takes place, which Jesus talks about in Matthew 24. And so here you have, Yuval Noah Harari. He is like preparing the way. You remember John the Baptist?
Yes.
He would prepare the way
for Jesus.
Uh-huh. It seems like this guy is doing his very best to prepare the way for who we refer to as the Antichrist. And so, like I said, he's doing a good job applying for that specific role.
Now, watch this clip here. This is going to blow your mind. This is Barack Obama. I know the InfoWars Nation loves Barack Obama. Here we go.
This is Hindu little statuette of the monkey god Hanuman.
Monkey god.
That a woman gave me.
The Bible mentions time and time again about how we should not follow false idols made with men's hands. We'll take a look at what we're seeing this very day near Houston, Texas. Photos show America's new third tallest statue. Astonishing photos of a 90-foot statue of Hindu god Lord Hanuman, the third largest statue in the United States. The statue's unveiling on Sunday marks rapidly changing religious demographics.
Okay, so the third largest statue in America is now in Sugar Land, Texas. It's 90 feet tall. In Daniel chapter 3, guess what Nebuchadnezzar built before he made people bow down and worship it every day? He built a 90-foot tall statue, and he said, if you don't worship that thing, I'm going to kill you. And guess what just went up in Texas?
That's wild.
A 90-foot tall statue. Folks, this is some wild stuff. Folks, watch this.
And this is sadly what we're seeing increase in today's world.
Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. Whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace."
Folks, this statue was just built in Sugar Land, Texas. 90-foot tall statue, third tallest statue in the United States. Look at that thing, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies.
is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Clay Clark, I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer here, and if you're tuning in for the show right now, if you're tuning into the show, I encourage everybody, as a housekeeping note, get on over to InfoWarsStore.com and buy anything at all from the InfoWars show store right there, because this is your opportunity, Pastor Jackson, to buy your Christmas gifts early.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you're really not a proactive American if you're not buying your Christmas gifts from InfoWarsStore.com to begin with, but you're really, really not a proactive person if you're not buying your Christmas gifts before September 13th.
It's very important.
I mean, you don't want to get behind. So I encourage everybody out there, go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy anything at all, then text me proof of purchase to my cell phone number. My cell phone number is 918-851-0102. You have a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour. And if you want to join us for the final Reawaken America Tour, you can also request those tickets at time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. Or if you want to join the program, join the conversation, all you got to do is go to time2freeamerica.com, or you can text the number 918-851-0102. You find the number right there, 918-851-0102. That'll get you a chance to join the conversation today. We're joined here with a caller today. The true story, we took the Reawaken America Tour into California. And Devin Nunes, good friends of President Donald J. Trump, the man who runs Truth Social, the CEO of Truth Social, he said, Clay, you've got to go to Crawdaddy's. Mm. So we hosted our after party event, our meet and greet at Crawdaddy's. Jackson, did you go to Crawdaddy's?
I actually wasn't in.
Bro!
I missed it. Oh, I know. I heard everybody talking about
it. Let me sell you on the dream here, okay?
All right.
The guy who runs this thing, he started a radiator shop of some kind, okay? And his vision, though, was to open up a fine dining restaurant. And I'm not kidding. This is the best food I've ever had in my life. They've got live music on the first floor. On the second floor, it's sort of a bar restaurant area. On the third floor is sort of like the penthouse where you only get to go via invitation. He lowered his standards. I snuck my way into the third floor. I got a chance to have a great meal with him and General Flynn there on the third floor. That's crawdaddiesvisalia.com. And I believe that Keith, the founder of Crawdaddies, is on the phone right now. And I mean this sincerely. He makes the best steak in America.
Ooh.
And I love steak. And I'm being serious. The best steak, the best lobster in America. He's a great patriot. He did not comply with the lockdowns. Keith, are you calling in? Is this Keith?
Yes, it is, sir.
Oh, my gosh. I want to cry right now. Keith, what is your hot take, sir?
I heard that I'm on InfoWars.
You are. You're on InfoWars right now. We're filling in for Owen Schroyer. What is your hot take, sir?
What is my hot take? My hot take is, I don't know. First of all, I'm just thrilled to be on InfoWars. I never in my life would have imagined being on InfoWars. And I want you to tell Alex, if he's ever in Devin Nunes' country in Visalia, California, I want him to come have the biggest steak in town on me. The best one, too, right, Clay?
It's the best steak ever. And I got to ask you, sir, you decided to not submit to the lockdowns, the quarantines, the curfews, the jackassery. Why did you decide to defy the lockdowns, the quarantines, the curfews, despite living in communist California?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll give you the cliff note. I walked into the kitchen. It was cold in the winter, and they were saying, some of my staff members had tears in their eyes. Said, we're not going to be able to get welfare or whatever or unemployment. And I said, well, that was the final straw. I said, we're not going to close. And it's the best decision that I ever made. I talked to God and said, man, watch out for me. And I'm going to do this. And it was the best decision I ever made.
Well, brother, thank you so much for calling in. I really do appreciate you. That's Keith. That website is crawdaddiesvisalia.com. There, incredible. That's Keith. Love that guy. Now we're moving on. We're breaking down these biblical events that are taking place. We're going through 119 today. We are on sign number 21. Revelation chapter 6, verse 5 through 6. Pastor Jackson, the Bible in the book of Revelation, it prophesied we would have hyperinflation.
Super hyperinflation.
I want to get your thoughts on this. A lot of people say, really? The Bible?
Oh, yeah.
Prophesied hyperinflation? I say, yes, it did. And they go, I didn't know that. I heard a voice. It says, when he had opened up the third seal, I heard the beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. What are your thoughts on that, about the Bible prophesying hyperinflation?
Yeah, it's basically saying that a day's wage would only be able to buy a loaf of bread. So you think about that. What's a day's wage? You know,
$100.
$100. So, you know, you get $100 and you can't even buy a loaf of bread. That's how much the inflation will be. And although we haven't reached that yet, we are on our way.
I do believe so. Now, sign number 22, MIT has created this thing, and this is I'm going to go 90 miles an hour. Hopefully, if everyone can follow me here. MIT created this thing called the quantum dot. MIT created this thing called the quantum dot. Now, the quantum dot stores your medical and financial records under your skin. That's the MIT quantum dot. Looks a lot like the mark of the beast. MIT created the quantum dot. Now, follow me, folks. There's this MIT created this thing called this is real stuff. I'm not making this up. This is the MIT quantum dot. Okay. So now the name of the new financial system being rolled out is called quant.network. This will power the central bank digital currencies.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like a supercomputer.
New form of technology that allows communication to happen at a speed that we once only dreamed of. This just in, China and Russia have announced they can now communicate via an unhackable quantum satellite link. And the basis for quantum technology is graphene. And graphene is in the shots.
Oh.
So, MIT creates the quantum dot, which stores your medical and financial records under the skin. The technology that will power the programmable central bank digital currencies is called quant.network. China and Russia have announced, hey, we've got this unhackable quantum satellite link system. And the basis for quantum computing is graphene.
Okay.
It, to me, looks as though Mark of the Beast technology is being rolled out. I want to get your reaction to that.
Well, I mean, it's like one of those coincidences. I mean, it's just like all these things tying together. It's hard not to say that we are living through the book of Revelation.
You know, MIT was funded by, someone says, well, who would fund this stuff? Epstein funded the MIT lab that rolled out this technology. Jeffrey Epstein, the world's most prolific pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
He had a temple on his island, not to pray to Jesus, but to pray to Satan. So I just want to get your thoughts on this. I think a lot of Christians, and I'm not attacking listeners, I'm just going to attack myself. I think a lot of times we don't prophesy the parts of the Bible that we don't like. Like, we don't say, hey, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
We don't stand on the word of God and say, this is going to happen.
Right.
But I think a lot of satanic people, such as Jeffrey Epstein, these guys are all in for their faith, their satanic faith. I mean, this guy put a temple on his island. He's funding the creation of the Mark of the Beast technology. Bill Gates also funded the MIT lab, and he has a satanic spiritual advisor by the name of Marina Abramovich.
Isn't Epstein and Gates real close?
Right.
Isn't that why Bill Gates, his wife left him or something like that?
Bill Gates has a satanic spiritual advisor by the name of Marina Abramovich, who's known for spirit cooking. Spirit cooking.
What's that?
Spirit cooking. This is Marina Abramovich, folks. This is Marina Abramovich. This is the spiritual advisor. This is the kind of sick stuff these psychopaths are doing. This is gross. I mean, this is like mimicking cannibalism, mimicking all sorts of pseudo sex magic craziness. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that Bill Gates, this is his spiritual advisor. These people, I'm telling you folks, they are trying to usher in the mark of the beast technology. So sign number 23, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. I believe that the mark of the beast technology that the Bible prophesied, it is being created. Now, I want to get your thoughts on that. Do you believe it is being created? If you're watching today's show, do you believe that the mark of the beast technology is being created? I want to hear from you. So what I want you to do right now is if you want to chime in, go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. You can text in the number 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. Get those tickets for the Reawaken America Tour, October 18th and 19th, Selma, North Carolina. Selma, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh, the final Reawaken America Tour, October 18th and 19th. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. We'll be right back after the break.
The second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are? And how low the prices are. Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury, or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
Hello, my name's Clay Clark. I'm filling in here for Owen Schroyer today on the Infowars program. Again, my name's Clay Clark. I'm the host of the Reawaken America Tour with General Flynn, where we take the truth in the air everywhere. Our final event that we're doing is going to be in Selma, North Carolina. We're going to be joined by America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Eric Trump, Alina Haba, Peter Navarro. We'll be joined by Roger Stone. We'll be joined by Laura Trump, Eric Trump, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Jim Brewer, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Sean Poit, so many great leaders and patriots will be joining us there for the final Reawaken America Tour. So if you can get there, folks, I would encourage you to get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. Again, get those tickets right now at timetofreeamerica.com. That's going to be Selma, North Carolina. When is it going to be? October 18th and 19th. And if you mention that you heard about the Reawaken America Tour from today's broadcast from the Owen Schroyer show, you do have a chance to win a backstage pass for this final Reawaken America Tour. And now we're going to go ahead and take a caller. We're going to take a call from a listener out there. And if you want to join the conversation today, simply text the number 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. And here we go. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Jim. I'm calling from upstate New York.
And so, Jim, what is your hot take, sir?
Well, my hot take is you guys are spot on. You're definitely letting us all see what's going on and giving us a good take. I was thinking maybe you guys could talk about First and Second Ezra.
First and Second Ezra. Where do you want to go with that, sir?
Well, I'm looking at the small feather. If Joe Biden is a small feather, if he gets kicked out of office, he would be the small feather, would he not?
You know what, sir? That is some deep biblical knowledge. I encourage everybody out there to do their research into what you're saying. And again, I appreciate you calling in today, sir.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, brother. All right, so we're going to go ahead and pull up some more. I want to get to all 119 events. These are prophetic events that the Bible said that would happen, and I believe they are happening right now. So we move on to sign number 24. The Guardian of the Nations statue, the Guardian of the Nations statue, is located right in front of the United Nations. Why is the Guardian of the Nations statue located in front of the United Nations building? What does it even mean? Let me pull this up real quick here. This is so important that we see this, the symbolism. Why is there a statue that is in front of the United Nations called the Guardian of the Nations statue that seems to fulfill the exact prophecy of Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. Why? I mean, why is this statue? Look at this thing here, folks. Revelation chapter 13, verse 2 says, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth was the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his great authority. And if you look up the Guardian of the Nations statue, look at this thing. I don't see how you could see it as being anything else other than the statue, other than the image prophesied in Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. Sign number 25, 1 Timothy chapter 4. The Bible tells us that in the latter days, people are going to completely, essentially abandon the eating of meat. There'll be a worldwide push to not eat meat. Well, guess what? Yuval Noah Harari is trying to convince you not to eat meat. Guess what's happening? Bill Gates is trying to convince you not to eat meat. Watch this, folks. Here we go.
Lab-grown meat could be served on a menu near you soon. The Agriculture Department just approved two California companies to sell chicken grown in steel tanks using cells that come from an animal, egg, or a special bank of stored cells. It will first be available at restaurants in San Francisco and Washington, D.C., all before hitting stores. I don't know how I feel about this one, you guys.
It might be served on a menu near me, but it won't be served on a menu to me.
Yeah. What do the kids say these days? Hard pass?
Hard pass. There you go, Paul.
No.
Meat is one of the biggest sources of air pollution and water pollution around the world. Now, if you tell these people, no, you can't eat meat because it ruins the environment, they won't accept. But there is new technologies that you can produce meat just by growing it in cells. It's called cultured meat or clean meat. And it is much more ecological. It's also much more ethical because if you want a hamburger, you don't need to raise a cow and then kill the cow to have an hamburger. You just grow the hamburger.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough. You've all know Harari. That's enough from Bill Gates. But that's what they're wanting to do. I mean, we're seeing 1 Timothy chapter 4 happen right now. Sign number 26, Daniel chapter 7. Folks, why did Yuval Noah Harari show up on the world stage at the very time that the Euphrates River dried up? Well, the Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 7 of these events that would take place. And I simply believe that right now that Yuval Noah Harari, the man that wrote this book, he's the world's best-selling author. He just sold 65 million copies of his books. I believe this man, Yuval Noah Harari, sincerely wants the job of being the Antichrist prophet. I'm telling you, this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, he's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. His name, Yuval Noah Harari in Hebrew. Yuval means father of music. Noah, as in the days of Noah. Harari means shall ascend to the mountaintop. I mean, this guy, he wants to ban the eating of meat. He's openly gay. He rejects the God of his fathers. This is a guy who is calling for rebuilding the third temple and changing the times and the laws. He wants to rewrite the Bible using AI. Wow, that is Yuval Noah Harari. We have time for another caller. Another caller's calling in right now here. Caller, here we go. Caller, what is your name and what's your hot take?
Omar from California.
Yes, Omar. What's your hot take, sir?
Hey, brother, we have a few shops here in California, in the Central Valley and in the Bay Area. What used to be the beautiful Bay Area, now it's just a giant dumpster. But just want to say they are dropping all these crazy people, homeless, immigrants, all over the red towns and counties in California. They are specifically going to the Republican areas where it's red, and they are just wrecking them with all this, like, it looks like an invasion, honestly. And I drive up and down the freeway. I go up north and down south a lot, and I see them stopping at travel stops, you know, and they unload these people off the bus, and these people have new clothing, ATM cards. They got money. They don't speak English at all. And it's hundreds. It's a lot more. It's way more.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for calling in, sir. I really do appreciate you. Again, if you want to join the conversation, simply go to time2freeamerica.com. You can find my phone number there. You can request to join the conversation by texting the number 918-851-0102. And if you're listening to today's show and you don't hate yourself, buy something from InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We look at the next sign, the next prophetic sign, the Bible. Again, 27% of the Bible is prophetic. 73% of the Bible is historical, and I'm telling you, I really do sincerely believe we are living through the fulfillment of the prophetic aspects of the Bible. So the Bible, Genesis chapter 6, verse 4 through 6, it told us that the fallen angels were mating with humans before the flood. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, tells us that it'll be like as in the days of Noah before the return of Christ. So Yuval Noah Harari is now saying, and I'm not saying this, he's saying that he wants to upgrade humans into gods. This is Yuval Noah Harari. He's talking about upgrading humans into gods, folks. Watch this. Here we go.
In the previous lessons, we have surveyed the history of Homo sapiens from the cognitive revolution 70,000 years ago up to the present day. In the last lesson of the course, I want to take a look at the potential future
of Homo sapiens.
Now he's working on this thing called the Gilgamesh Project when Barack Obama found him. You've all know Harari was working on this thing called the Gilgamesh Project when Barack Obama found him. Now listen to what this project does and what he's all about. You've all know Harari.
What does a world look like when it is dominated by super intelligent but non-conscious algorithms?
Sapiens, and it's written by Professor Yuval Noah Harari. And I found the book because it was recommended on a book list by Bill Gates and later Barack Obama as one of the most influential books that both of them had read within the last 10 years. So if it was good enough for them, I had to check it out. And it absolutely blew my mind.
We are in the process of acquiring divine abilities, of turning us in ourselves into gods. And I mean this in the most literal sense possible. It's not a metaphor.
I really sincerely believe you're helping our group get focused on what are the possibilities.
Think about this. This guy's talking about upgrading humans into gods. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. This is what he's talking about, Yuval Noah Harari. So during the break, folks, get those tickets for the Reawaken America tour. Go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And make sure you support the InfoWars Nation today by buying anything you can at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and text me proof of purchase for a chance to win a backstage pass for the Reawaken America Tour in Selma, North Carolina.
Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support, spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Today, and if you are wanting to join the conversation, simply go to timetofreeamerica.com. My phone number is right there. You can send in a text. We'll be happy to give you a call. We'd love to hear from you on today's broadcast. That number is 918-851-0102. And if you want to join General Flynn and I on the final Reawaken America tour, if you want to join Eric Trump, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Team America at the final Reawaken America Tour. You can request those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Our final event is October 18th and 19th in beautiful Selma, North Carolina, October 18th and 19th. I encourage everybody out there, request those tickets today right now at timetofreeamerica.com. And I believe we have another caller that just called in here. And caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Clay. I'm AJ. I'm in Illinois. I kind of want to keep it general only because of the reason I'm calling.
Sure.
God bless you both. You're awesome.
Well, let's do this then. Why don't you tell me what your hot take is, and then I'll make sure I do not divulge your information.
Yeah, my hot take is exactly what the guy before me said. You guys are right over the target, as they say. I've been listening to you, and this isn't new for you. You've been on this stuff for a long time. I've been listening to you on the side when I have time after InfoWars, and you've predicted this stuff well over, what, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it's been, unfortunately, about 4 years now, but it's just sort of a thing where, you know, you try to wake people up. I know Alex has been doing it for, I think, 28 years, and so our thoughts and prayers are with Alex. Thank you for calling in, and I promise I will not give out your Social Security number. Thank you so much. For anybody out there, folks, again, if you have a hot take, feel free to give us a call. Just send us a text to my cell phone number, 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. We'd love to have you on the conversation. To join the conversation. Sign number 28, Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 through 2. We talked about it briefly, but Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 through 2, it discusses rebuilding the third temple. And this is what Yuval Noah Harari wants to do. Yuval Noah Harari, he wants to rebuild the temple, and he wants to change the times and the laws. Sign number 29, folks, Luke chapter 21, verse 20 through 24. The Bible prophesied, Jesus prophesied that Jerusalem would be completely surrounded by armies. And are you not seeing this? I mean, folks, are you not seeing this? We have what? The BRICS nations are pretty much entirely teaming up financially and militarily. You have Turkey now saying they're willing to invade Israel if needed. You've got Russia making aggressive statements against Israel. You've got Syria making statements against Israel. You've got, pretty much what most countries are making strong statements against Israel right now. And I just encourage everybody to know the Bible prophesied that these things would happen. Sign number 30, Numbers chapter 19, verse 1 through 22. Numbers chapter 19, verse 1 through 22. Did you know that the Bible talked about the third temple would have to be rebuilt before the return of Christ? And in order to rebuild the third temple, they need to sacrifice the red heifers. Well, for a long time, we haven't had red heifers, but now we've got red heifers, and they are ready to go. They are ready to be sacrificed. Folks, watch this clip. This is mind-blowing. We are living through the fulfillment of biblical prophecy.
So you have these dreams about a world without hierarchy, without injustice, without poverty, and which means, in effect, a world with completely different laws than the laws we recognize, that we are familiar with. And the idea is that there would be this magical moment, the revolution of the crusade, or we'll rebuild the temple, or we'll create a new perfect utopian society, and it will be a moment of historical redemption.
He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws.
Yuval Noah Harari wants to change the times and the laws, folks. Let's continue. Watch this. Here we go.
On September 16th, 2022, five perfectly red heifers were sent from the state of Texas to the land of Israel. These red heifers bring us one step closer to a temple purification.
Well, okay, so someone says, well, where can I see all this information? All you have to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, the ultimate Bible study. And once you go there, just scroll on down at timetofreeamerica.com to 119 biblical signs of the times. That's the button right there. You'll look for a button that looks like the book of Genesis. Click it. Boom. There you can find all the facts. And again, my name is Clay Clark, filling in for Owen Schroyer. Come join us on the Reawaken America Tour. Get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. And I'll be right back right after the
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Clark, I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer, and today we're talking about 119 biblical prophetic events that the Bible prophesied that would happen before the return of Christ. And I do believe that those events are taking place right now. And I encourage you to go to timetofreeamerica.com, click on the button that says understand the truth about the biblical timeline, and follow along with us. It is incredibly important that everybody out there reads the Word of God and that you know the Word of God yourself so you will not be deceived. And we have a caller calling in right now. If you want to join the conversation, simply go to timetofreeamerica.com. And there you're going to see my phone number. You can text the number 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102, and you can join the conversation. Caller, what's your name, man, and where are you from?
Andrew. I'm from Arkansas.
Okay, God's country. So, sir, what is your hot take?
Here's my hot take, Clay. So I'm a person who never believed in any of this stuff. And the past 4 years have really forced the lion to awaken. And I know I'm not the only one to see these events unfolding and in such a biblical way. And these people, like Yuval Noah Harari, who are trying to ascend to divinity through the use of technology and the subjugation of others, these false prophets have no idea what they're doing. We came from dust, and to dust we will return. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a hot take, sir. Thank you so much. I really do value your feedback. And again, stay tuned. Again, I love it when people call in. I love to hear from you guys, folks. It really, you're not alone. If you're watching this show and you feel alone, you feel like, man, your family doesn't understand what's going on. You feel like, you know, you're waking up, but nobody else is. I want to hear from you today. I want to hear from you. Folks, did you know that in the Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, that the Bible said that once you hear of calls for peace and safety, that's when you've got to get ready for the end to come suddenly. So I want to talk about this for a second because this is, again, mind-blowing information here, folks. Watch this. Here we go.
Are you on the U.S. and the Chinese side? Because now progressively...
Okay, first off, what's going on with Emmanuel Macron's wife? What is that? I don't even know what that is. Now you got Yuval Noah Harari hanging out with Emmanuel Macron. Yeah, Yuval Noah Harari is hanging out with Emmanuel Macron, and Emmanuel Macron, he appears like he's calling for a one-world government. Watch this.
Are you on the U.S. and the Chinese side? Because now, progressively, a lot of people would like to see there are two orders in this world. This is a huge mistake, even for both the U.S. and China. We need a single global order.
Look at his entire name. And then look at the media.
He's calling for a single world order. You heard him say it, folks. This guy, Emmanuel Macron, is calling for a single world order. Watch this.
These words, we have Emmanuel, God with us, Jean, gift from God, Michael, who is like God, Frederick, peaceful ruler, and Macron, a written or printed mark.
His name is God with us, gift from God, who is like God, peaceful ruler, a written or printed mark. Emmanuel Macron means, folks, God with us and a written or printed mark. That's his name, folks. That's his name. What? And who is calling for peace and safety? Emmanuel Macron. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you, we're seeing the fulfillment of the prophetic aspects of the Bible. We are seeing it. We're living through it. Everybody needs to know. Revelation chapter 13, verse 13. All right. The Bible tells us that there'll be a time where this Antichrist character will be able to do great wonders and make even fire come down from heaven. And someone says, really? Did it say that? Okay, so let's talk about the fires that took place in Hawaii. Let's talk about those fires for a second. Who saw the fires that took place in Hawaii? Who saw the fires? Who saw? I saw the fires. Did you see the fires? I think we all saw the fires. Now, when we saw the fires, what caused those fires? If you watch the Reese report, maybe you don't watch the Reese report. Maybe you should watch the Reese report. But you're going to see there were satellites, that NORAD satellites, that showed images of what appears to be CCP satellites flying over Hawaii at the exact time that the fire started.
Steve Favis is an expert in computer science and advanced robotics. He has been researching.
Now, let me reset that real quick, because, you know, I'm finding the clips, folks. I'm producing the show. I'm emceeing, doing a lot going on here. want to be very clear. I mean, do you understand that we understand that there are now 30,000 low orbit satellites that are hovering above us, and these satellites have the ability to emit shoot out direct energy weapons? Do we know that? Do we all know? I think we know that, but I want to make sure we really know that, okay? Because this Antichrist character, he could call down fire from heaven now. It's technologically possible.
Steve Favis is an expert in computer science and advanced robotics. He has been researching the Maui fires and has compiled evidence that the technology exists to have started these fires from a satellite in Earth orbit. He has also confirmed that the CCP had satellites capable of doing so above Maui at the time of the fires. His work has been published on his website, stevefavis.com, and includes everything you need to recreate these findings. The most efficient way to ignite a fire on the surface from a satellite in Earth orbit would be to paint the target in segments by pulsing the laser with an advanced targeting system. To see if this were possible, Favis calculated what it would require to create a meter-wide, mile-long fire. Fired from a satellite, the Earth's atmosphere will absorb and scatter some of the laser energy. And so the laser would need to be in a wavelength range that minimizes this. The most effective wavelength would be in the near-infrared range, which would allow better transmission through the atmosphere. The near-infrared range would be invisible to the naked eye and would also have a minimal reaction with objects colored blue on the Earth's surface. The power of the laser would need to be in the hundreds of kilowatts range. And so Favis based his calculations on a 10 megawatt laser firing from Earth orbit. Assuming that the atmospheric loss amounts to 50% of the overall power and only 5 megawatts reaches the surface as a 1 square meter beam, it would ignite a fire almost instantly. If this 5 megawatt beam was pulsed across a 1 meter by 1 mile long area in segments, then the time to ignite the entire area would be roughly 2.7 minutes, and it would only take approximately 8.8 seconds to melt an aluminum alloy wheel. The amount of energy required to pulse a 10 megawatt laser for 2.7 minutes would require approximately 3,220 capacitors, which would amount to about 32,200 kilograms in weight. Using MetLab software and plugging in public data provided from NORAD, he found that satellites launched and monitored by the CCP were directly above the Maui fires at the time of ignition.
Okay, so again, folks, I mean, it is entirely possible now for an Antichrist character to rain down fire from heaven. Did you know, folks, that Elon Musk, he tweeted this out on September 26th of 2023. He said, freaking satellites with lasers. Our next generation Starlink optical space lasers were launched to orbit on Monday. Folks, it is entirely possible to fulfill now this particular part of Revelation. Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. Again, this is sign number 33. Did you know that the Bible prophesied that when the Euphrates River dried up, that's when we would start to see the false prophets show up, China would team up, the nations would gather against Israel, things would start to blow up? What? Yes, all of these things were prophesied. And guess what happened when the Euphrates River dried up? We started hearing about artifacts related to Gilgamesh being discovered. Well, who built the Tower of Babel? Somebody by the name of Nimrod. And Nimrod tried to build the Tower of Babel, but then God confounded Nimrod's language, right? God confounded the language of the people, and he made the people babble. Remember, people were trying to build a tower to heaven. And that tower, it's called the Tower of Babel. God did not want that to happen, so he confounded the people. He changed their languages, and they began babbling, right? The Tower of Babel. And so when Gilgamesh escaped, right, during the flood, the great flood, Gilgamesh went out to where the Euphrates River is, where he was buried. Gilgamesh, this is so important to know. Nimrod changed his name to Gilgamesh. Yes, Nimrod changed his name to Gilgamesh. And guess what project Yuval Noah Harari was working on when Barack Obama found him? The Gilgamesh Project. And the Gilgamesh Project is a project to do what? It's a project to offer humans eternal life and to merge humans with animals. Folks, listen to this. This is Yuval Noah Harari, a man working on the Gilgamesh Project, a.k.a. the Nimrod Project.
You have the Epic of Gilgamesh from thousands of years ago about the great hero Gilgamesh who goes to on a search for how to overcome death. And you have, you know, the basic mythology, for instance, of Christianity that tells you the solution to death is Christ. You believe in Christ and Christ will overcome death for you. And now you have the scientific establishment and more private corporations saying, no, death is not a metaphysical problem. It's a technical problem in the sense that people don't die because God said so. People always die because of a technical problem in their body, like the heart stops pumping blood and you die. And every technical solution has a technical, every technical problem has in principle a technical solution. We can give you a medicine. We can give an electric shock to the heart. We can replace the heart and give you a new heart we took from somebody else. We can even maybe in the future create an artificial bionic heart and replace your organic heart. They are finding billions of believers already today. I mean, the basic belief of this new religion is that algorithms know better than humans.
He's creating his own new religion, folks. You've all Noah Harari.
And in more and more fields, if you collect enough data and you have enough computing power, you can build algorithms that can decide for us on things like what to eat, where to drive, what to study, whom to marry, where to work, and all kinds of things like that. And it's succeeding. But when you look at the big picture, what you see is a shift in authority from humans, from human feelings, from human intuition, to the calculations of big data algorithms.
This, perhaps, is going to be the biggest question in 21st century economics and politics. What to do with billions of useless humans?
This is Yuval Noah Harari, folks. I'm telling you, this guy, when the Euphrates River dried up, the Gilgamesh artifact showed up. Guess who else showed up? A man who I would submit to you looks a lot like, sounds a lot like the false prophet. Why do the Freemasons use the letter G with their logo? Why do the Freemasons use the letter G with their logo? Well, again, Nimrod tried to build the Tower of Babel. God confounded the languages, and Nimrod changed his name to Gilgamesh, and he was buried underneath the Euphrates River. And when the Euphrates River dried up, guess who showed up? The false prophet, just like the Bible said it would. Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. Sign number 34, Mark 13, Luke 21, Matthew chapter 24. Are we not seeing right now the prophecies related to wars and rumors of wars and famines and pestilences and neighbor rising against neighbor? Yes, we are seeing those prophecies come to pass. Revelation chapter 17, verses 13. This is wild stuff. Did you know that Peter Thiel, now I'm probably stepping on some toes. Do you know that Peter Thiel is, he's saying that he believes that ultra Christianity causes the woke mind virus? And that Elon Musk has vowed to stop the woke mind virus. So what, Peter Thiel, who's the one funding Elon Musk's Neuralink? Peter Thiel. And Peter Thiel says, what causes the woke mind virus? Christianity. And Elon Musk vowed to do what? He vowed to stop the woke mind virus. Watch this, folks.
Christianity, the main religion of the Western world, it always takes the side of the victim. And there's something where, it is like some kind of deformation or intensification. And maybe you should think of wokeness as ultra Christianity or hyper Christianity. It's just like a extreme intensification. And it's maybe there's no forgiveness. And so it's sort of, it's you still have original sin and you have all these bad things that happened in the past. The past is terrible and you can never overcome it. But there surely is a religious interpretation that this is sort of, what happened is, as let's say the church lost a certain amount of authority, but people didn't become, rationalist atheist people. They went into the sort of, woke, religion, which, has to be which I would interpret as a certain, extreme form of Christianity.
to prepare for this kind of world, which is coming sooner, I think, than many people realize, we need an antivirus for the brains.
U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent.
So I'm about to destroy the woke mind virus after that. And we're making some progress.
The long-term goal, which sounds a little esoteric, is to mitigate the risk of the civilizational risk of AI by having a sort of closer symbiosis between human intelligence and digital intelligence.
What deal? Of AI, we need to merge artificial intelligence and human intelligence. Let's go ahead and take this next call here. Caller, what is your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ahmed, a.k.a. Young Pharaoh, a.k.a. I am Mr. 7-Eleven. I'm calling all the way from the New World Order stronghold, a.k.a. New York City. The lovely
Glenn. You're a rapper too, right?
I rap sometimes, falafel raps, I give you bars, stars, whatever you need, I'm in charge.
Oh, incredible. So let me ask you, sir, what is your hot take?
My hot take right now is that we're being overtaken and overrun by bad Masonic people. There was good Masonic people back in the day. Now that we're being overhauled by Theosophical Society, Helena Blavatsky, people that practice witchcraft instead of positive manifestation, and such as Mr. Eric Adams, he went to Israel, and I'm not tying the two, but he went to Israel in August of 2023, and then he was initiated in Prince Hall in New York City. With Prince Hall, you people don't know what Prince Hall is. It's basically, it's a Masonic initiation hall where they initiate people and that want to join Masonry Brotherhood, but it's just for the black Masons, African American, and they're known as AKA Vipers. So this guy was initiated as a Grandmaster Mason a month later after visiting Israel. And I just feel like the public doesn't know about a lot of things.
Now, real quick, I've never been invited to join the black Freemasons. I don't quite understand why. What kind of speakable things do they do at their initiation ceremonies there? Are they just saying, hey, you know, sign here, welcome to the gym, you get a gym membership, or hey, let me get your thumbprint, or what kind of good things are they doing there, constructive things are they doing as they initiate these people?
Well, I feel like they turn you against the faith and you're honestly the word of God, because in all the holy books, they talk about light. They might talk about, you know, illumination, but they never talk about Masonics, like Masonic sign symbolism. They don't pressure people at one point with a lot of influence and power that they have to join. Everything is about, basically, with the Masonic Brotherhood is about free choice as a man, making man better. But there's an unfortunate truth behind there. Masonic is not mentioned in the Bible. It's not mentioned in the Quran, and it's not mentioned in the Tabla. But it might be mentioned in Catholicism.
Well, I appreciate you dropping knowledge bombs, and I'm so sorry I have to go. But thank you so much for that. I really do appreciate you.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. All right, if you want to join the conversation, folks, if you have a hot take, you want to join the conversation, simply text my phone number, 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. Let's continue with this clip.
You'll be able to do conceptual telepathy, like where you can communicate entire concepts uncompressed to someone else with a Neuralink or to the computer. Like, it won't be all that long before someone with a Neuralink device can communicate faster than someone who has a fully functional body. And the goal is to give people superpowers. You basically sit down and whatever kind of upgrades or, you know, brain fixes are needed, that's reviewed by a medical expert. Obviously, we want to make sure that is reviewed correctly.
There we go. A medical expert is going to review your information and determine whether you qualify to have a Neuralink put in your head. Now, I want to be clear. The FDA has recently approved Neuralink, and Neuralink is now being used. It's supposed to be able to be used to stop obesity, to stop schizophrenia, And by the way, schizophrenia, if you can spell it, has to do with the humans that don't do well with reality. It's though as though you view the world differently than the world actually is. They call that schizophrenia. Well, you know, in a world where the government, where the government's official narrative is that men can get pregnant, right? And in a world where the government is now saying that it's okay to mutilate our children, you could see how many of us could be labeled as being a schizophrenic. And I am very, very concerned about the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 17, verse 13, as Elon Musk now has approval to put a chip in your head. And that technology is funded by Peter Thiel. And Peter Thiel has said that Christianity is the cause of the woke mind virus. And Elon Musk has vowed to destroy the mind virus. Did you know that Revelation chapter 17, verse 13 talks about people's brains all being connected together? Yes, people's brains all being connected together. And you know that you've all know Harari is now saying that we're going to need an antivirus for the mind. Yes, he's saying we need an antivirus for the mind. Watch this, folks.
These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
Prepare for this kind of world, which is coming sooner, I think, than many people realize. We need an antivirus for the brain.
So we have this very focused state where all of us would say, if we look at your brain data, if we talk to you, you say, like, I feel very focused. That focus can be on something really negative, though. So letting your thoughts go, you're not necessarily hyper-focused on something externally. But in that state, you're not distracted either. That's really an important time for you to be putting your ideas together. And that's key to mental health as well. So that creative time, that sort of letting your mind wander, we're finding.
This product's called the Neurosity Crown. The Neurosity Crown, it's being pushed by the woman who's produced three children with Elon Musk, a woman by the name of Grimes. Elon Musk is creating an invasive brain interface known as Neuralink, so a chip goes in your head. This is a non-invasive computer brain interface.
Really important. So focus is great. Staying focused on a task for short periods of time is great. It can be difficult for people. But the task itself and what's happening in that state is also really important to your mental well-being. And so being able to get out of the state. So if you're focused, but it's on something negative, getting some signal for that would be great to say, hey, this is negatively affecting your mood now. We need to get you out of this hyper-focused state here. You know, relax or focus on something else, I think.
For a long time, we've been able to collect and measure neural activity.
This is some wild stuff, folks. I'm telling you, we're living through the fulfillment of the Bible's prophetic words. 27% of the Bible is prophetic. 73% of the Bible is historical. I encourage you to join the conversation. Join the conversation today. Visit us at time2freeamerica.com. Again, time2freeamerica.com.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc. The Linus Pauling formula.
InfoWars.com/show.
Hey, we're back. My name's Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer. Quick housekeeping notes here for you. First off, if you're watching today's show, I encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't hate yourself, go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy something to support Alex Jones and the InfoWars team. It's September 12th, which is a controversial concept, but I think we should all buy our Christmas presents from InfoWarsStore.com, and we should do it before the end of today's show. So go there, InfoWarsStore.com. And to incentivize you to do that, to thank you for doing that, if you will text me a proof of your purchase to my cell phone number, 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102, you are entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour. Also, we have just under 1,000 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America Tour, which is coming up featuring Alina Haba, Peter Navarro, General Flynn, Roger Stone, Laura Trump, Mel Kay, so many great guests on InfoWars. Dr. Stella Emanuel, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Pastor Leon Benjamin. They're all going to be joining us there. Jim Brewer, Roseanne, it's going to be great. Get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. Again, you get those tickets right there. You can also text me for a little bit faster service. That number is 918-851-0102. And the final housekeeping note I had here for you is I do business conferences every 2 months. I've been doing those since 2005. And we have literally thousands of client success stories and testimonials right there at ThriveTimeShow.com. So if you have a business that is not doing well, or a business that needs kind of a checkup from the neck up, you need help optimizing your website, your print pieces, your accounting, your branding, your sales, your processes, learn more about that at ThriveTimeShow.com. Our next conference is coming up here in December. And in the month of December, Tim Tebow, the legendary football player and a pro-Christian advocate, he'll be joining us there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's for our business conference, our Thrive Time Show business conference. I do typically 4 to 6 of those events every single year. I've been doing those since 2005. And you can join us for that 2-day interactive business workshop by going to thrivetimeshow.com. And now we're going to go ahead and take another caller here as we're talking about 119 prophetic events that the Bible said would happen here. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Ben from Florida, brother.
Ben from Florida. Ben from Florida, what's your hot take?
Well, first of all, I'm tired of the problems being gay, first and foremost. But listen, I love everything you guys are doing. Between you, Alex, everybody that you bring to your shows, it's the dream team. Okay, I'm sure Michael Jordan's proud right now. So as long as you guys, with the support of all the Americans, keep doing what you're doing, I think we actually might have a shot, brother. I really do.
Well, I tell you what, brother, I want to win the election. It's a 24/7 operation. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, literally, our team, you know, we're getting here every morning at 4 a.m., 3 a.m. We're grinding until 6 o'clock every single night, minimum. Some nights, you know, we're grinding till 8 o'clock every night. I encourage everybody, yourself included, come join us for the final Reawaken tour. You can name your price, so it's kind of financial suicide, but you can pay whatever price you want. Have you been to a Reawaken tour yet, sir?
I've been at Doral.
Oh.
I couldn't make it the second time because it was wifey's birthday.
Yeah.
So your boy Jimmy's trying to get me in this next one. I'll probably just be able to make it for Saturday, but kiss me in Brazil.
Yes. You got to get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, you can name your price. Since I've got you, you came to Doral. Did you have a good time there?
I loved it. I was there with my brother, my parents. I was the only one that bought the VIP ticket, so I get up close. I became best friends with Roger Stone, introduced my mother. They both had cancer. It was really funny, actually. So I am super excited, and you guys give me hope, man. Everybody listening should have hope. And the one thing I want to say is let's not be scared of these people. Let's remember who they are. They're weak men and women. We are the strong ones. Remember that.
Amen to that, brother. Thank you so much for your time, for your energy, for your support. And again, folks, if you want to join the program today, just text in the number 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. We're going through 119 prophetic events that the Bible said would happen before the return of Christ. Let's keep going. Sign number 38, not so great. Sign number 30, maybe it's great. I don't know. Revelation chapter 17, verse 11 through 14. It talked about the world being broken up into 10 economic regions. Well, Klaus Schwab has this thing called the Club of Rome report. And I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this, but it called for breaking the earth into 10 economic regions. Folks, listen to this. Here we go.
I just would like to highlight what you said about the European Chips Act, because it's an important step to create the physical brain for digitalization and to have it located to a certain extent in Europe. I also, your reference to the Club of Rome report, the forum at that time launched actually the Club of Rome report.
The 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him.
Folks, the word corona means crown, and the word crown means corona. What? Yes. So you mean the coronavirus may have been the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 6? I would submit to you that it was. People out there sometimes don't like when I am definitive in my answers, but I would submit to you that it was. Sign number 39, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. The Bible told us that as you get closer to the end, you're going to have people that are actually submitting to doctrines of devils. This is, there's a lot of pastors out there pushing the shot. Go get the shot. Get the RNA modifying nanotechnology shot. Lockdowns, quarantines, curfews. This clip is very disturbing. Let me see if I can find the shorter version here. But I mean, I think people need to know that this is something the Bible said that would happen. I mean, you got T.D. Jakes, you've got Andy Stanley, you've got so many big time ministries pushing this narrative of lockdowns, quarantines, curfews. I believe it's very disturbing, and I think maybe everybody out there should listen to this because the Bible prophesied that these things would happen. Here we go.
Another big announcement, this time out of Georgia.
One of the largest megachurches in the country, North Point Ministries, has just said that it is suspending all in-person worship for the rest of the year. This is a church with 7 locations in and around Atlanta, ministering to more than 30,000 people every Sunday. Joining me right now is the pastor of North Point Church, Pastor Andy Stanley. Pastor, thank you for being here. It does not go unnoticed when a pastor of with your reach says that he can't keep his congregation safe. What are you seeing that led you to this decision?
Anna, you understand this. Your viewers understand this. We have to go to the grocery store. We have to go to the drugstore. We have to go to work. We don't have to go to church. So we have chosen to bring church to the people in our community.
I mean, listen to the blasphemous soft selling of lockdowns, quarantines, curfews, the violation of Hebrews 10:25, which tells us to not forsake the gathering even as we draw closer to the end. And they hide behind the title of pastor, and somehow people listen to them. But the Bible told us in 1 Timothy chapter 4, this sort of jackassery would happen, and I would encourage everybody out there to understand, I believe, that this is happening now. And you're listening right now. Some people out there, God bless you. You got a pastor, and for some reason, you go there every week. You listen to this pastor, and I don't know why you do it. You don't know why you do it. You do it because you've always done it. And this pastor is leading you and your family astray. And I'm telling you, you got to read the irrefutable word of God known as the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 4 tells us, I charge thee therefore before God and Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they shall not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But thou, watch thou in all things, endure afflictions and do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Folks, I encourage you, be a doer. Don't just be a hearer. Find a way right now to support this wonderful program, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there right now. You got to get those Christmas gifts. Folks, you're going to run out of time. Tomorrow's September 13th. Get those Christmas presents right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Text me proof of purchase to my cell phone number, 918-851-0102, and you have a chance for a backstage pass for the final Reawaken America Tour. Join us North Carolina, October 18th and 19th. Stay tuned.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
As a housekeeping note, my name is Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer. That's Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer to my right with Sheridan.Church. On today's show, we're going through 119 biblical prophetic events that the Bible said that would happen that are happening now. And so housekeeping notes. I've got four housekeeping notes everybody needs to know right now, folks. You should write this down. If you have a piece of paper, write it down. If you're driving your car right now while navigating down a gravel road on a skateboard, taking notes with a ketchup packet, still write this down somehow, folks. So one is come join us for the final Reawaken America Tour, October 18th and 19th, October 18th and 19th, 2 weeks before the election, the final Reawaken America Tour event, the amazing money-losing machine, the truth-telling machine, the anti-Marxism machine, the Reawaken America Tour featuring Alina Haba, Peter Navarro, Roger Stone, Eric Trump, General Flynn, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Mel Kay, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Roseanne, Jim Brewer, Cash Patel, and I mean, we've had Owen Schroyer on the broadcast. We've had him attend the actual Reawaken America Tour. Alex Jones has participated. I encourage everybody out there, get your tickets right now at timetofreeamerica.com. Second, I encourage you to support the InfoWars show by not going to YNHarari.com and by not buying anything from him. That's a big thing. Do not buy anything from Yuval Noah Harari, but do buy something from InfoWarsStore.com. It's September 12th. We've got really just hours until I believe it's socially acceptable to have purchased all your Christmas gifts. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy your Christmas gifts. So go ahead and get them now. Get the stocking stuffers, buy these products, buy the books, support InfoWars, get your Christmas gifts early. InfoWarsStore.com. Third, if you want to follow along and you want to follow along the actual teaching we're doing on today's show, just go to timetofreeamerica.com, scroll down, and you're going to find the button here that says understand the truth about the biblical timeline, 119 biblical signs of the time. And then finally, fourth, if you want to join the conversation during the final segment here, you can just fire off a text message to 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. We have another caller here by the name of James. James, what's your name and where are you calling from?
James from New Jersey.
James from New Jersey, what is your hot take?
The vaccines are poison. Everything these people do to us, it's a lie. They're trying to poison us. They want to kill us. They want to steal our money. They want to take our jobs and give them to foreigners. We can't trust them. And like the last guy said, these people are weak, and we can never bow down to them. Alex Jones is a hero.
What are your thoughts about the RNA-modifying nanotechnology shots? I know you said they're poison, but tell us how you really feel.
They're changing our DNA. They're changing our DNA to make it non-human. They're changing our DNA to have our body produce spike proteins and make our body go to war with itself. They are poisoning our people. These people belong in jail.
What are your thoughts about Yuval Noah Harari and Elon Musk?
Yuval Noah Harari, he is possibly the gayest man in the whole entire planet. We can never trust him, what he's doing. Him and Elon Musk, they have the same agenda. They want globalism. They want self-driving cars. They want mRNA modifying technology in our bodies. They want brain chips in our brains to control our brains. They want to control our organs. We can never trust these people, Clay.
Wow. Thank you so much, James, for calling in. Again, that's James from New Jersey with a hot take. All right.
I wonder what he really thinks.
That's what I'm saying. He held back. He didn't really tell us how he thought. Now, sign number 40, John
15:20
talks about, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they've persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my saying, they will keep yours also. I'm going to pull up your website. This is where I lose a lot of people. A lot of Christians that I know, I'm not attacking anybody listening to this show, but a lot of Christians buy into, believe in what's called the prosperity gospel. Yes. Or what's called the gospel for profit, or the profitable gospel. What are your thoughts on this idea that we will actually, for sure, 100% certain, according to the Bible, be persecuted?
Well, you know, it's interesting because that's actually a promise of Jesus, which we like to claim all the promises of Jesus.
I don't want that one.
But that is a promise from Jesus. Right. He also says, in this world, you're going to have trouble. You're gonna be persecuted. You're gonna suffer. And so, unfortunately, we don't have a very good theology of suffering.
Hmm.
And as a Christian in this world, you're going to suffer. And James tells us, though, count it all joy when you go through these things, because it's a testing of your faith, which produces perseverance. And when perseverance does its work, guess what? You become mature, complete, lacking nothing. So how do you become mature, complete, lacking nothing? It's through persecution and suffering.
You know, sign number 41, Pastor Jackson, I want to tap into your wisdom here. Daniel chapter 11, verse 36 through 38. You know, Daniel had this vision for this thing called the fourth kingdom.
Yep.
And there were man would try to mix the miry clay with iron.
Yep.
So man with machine.
Yep.
Klaus Schwab has this vision for the fourth industrial revolution. His vision is to merge man with machine.
Yeah.
I would submit to you that the fourth kingdom is the fourth industrial revolution. That's what I believe it is. And what I'm finding is a lot of people, a lot of Christians, wonderful folks, they don't know about the Trinity or the unholy Trinity.
Yeah.
So if you could teach us as a pastor of a church, what is the Trinity? What is the unholy Trinity? And again, the false prophet, how does that fit in? So what's the Trinity? What's the unholy Trinity?
The Bible is very clear. God is Trinity. God is relational at his core. He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we understand that about who God is. And so here you have the devil who always wants to imitate.
Right.
And try to duplicate or copy.
Yep.
The things of God. And so the unholy Trinity in the book of Revelation is the dragon.
Yep.
Who the book of Revelation tells us is the devil, is Satan, that serpent of old. Just in case you didn't know who the dragon was, we're going to give you three titles. The devil. Satan, and the serpent of old.
Got it.
So there's the dragon.
Yep.
And then there is the beast.
The beast.
The beast. 28 times in the book of Revelation, he's referred to as the beast. We call him the Antichrist. Then there is the false prophet who points everyone to worship the beast. And so that's the unholy Trinity at the end. In the
Got
end
it.
Times, there's an unholy Trinity, the dragon, the beast, the false prophet.
Right.
And they will deceive the world into worshiping the beast. Which is, that's where the mark of the beast comes into play. That's where all, so it's an, what is, God is to be worshipped because he is God.
So it seems to me as though the unholy trinity is emerging right now. It seems to be very clear that Yuval Noah Harari wants the position as the Antichrist prophet.
Oh, yeah. He's applied for the job.
There's many contenders for the Antichrist, but we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. People need to know this. Sign number 42, 2 Thessalonians chapter 22, says there'll be a great falling away before the return of Christ. I don't think most people know that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. I don't think most people know these things. I think that people want to know these things. It's not that people are choosing to not know the Bible. I'll tell you what happens. I'll tell you the story about a guy named me. You go to church every Sunday, and this is before I found you and your ministry and Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller and Jack Hibbs and other wonderful pastors. I would go to churches where there was good energy.
Yeah.
Music was great. Lights were great. Sound was great. Decor was great. Atmosphere was great. Youth group was great. I would ask myself, I was looking for a church like you're shopping for, like a neighborhood to live in. Does it have a basketball court? Do they have a youth group? How often are they serving cotton candy?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully they're serving it enough, but not too much. How big is the church camp? How many people go there? Do they have an upper deck? How big is the big screen? And then the pastor shows up with the skinny jeans, the fog machines. He's preaching things that I want to hear, but I'm never reading the Bible. I'm bringing my small font Bible to a big church, never reading the Bible. Bringing my small font Bible to a big church where there's a lot of fog, never read the Bible. Now I read the Bible every day. I want to get your thoughts.
Well, here's the key. The Bible is life. It's the Word of God. It's light. And unfortunately, biblical illiteracy in the United States of America among Christians is at an all-time high. And you know who's responsible for that? Pastors. Whose job is it to train Christians in the Word of God? Pastors. And so I made a decision several years ago that I was going to stop with the kind of topical, you know, oh, we're going to do a sermon series on marriage, or we're going to do a sermon series whatever. I decided to stop that and just to go verse by verse through the Bible, going from Genesis to Acts and so forth. And to my surprise, people like reading the Bible more than they like the topical sermons.
Brother, I tell you what, you do a great service. And during the final 1 minute we have here, I'm going to encourage everybody out there to take four calls to action, 90 miles an hour. Here we go. If you're looking for a church home in person, if you live in Tulsa, or online, if you're not in Tulsa, go to Sheridan.church, Sheridan.church. If you want to keep the InfoWars program on the air and you don't hate yourself and you're not a godless Marxist communist globalist deep state actor, go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy something to support Alex Jones on his journey to save America. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Third, if you haven't joined us on the Reawaken America Tour, find a way to get there, folks. I'm telling you, this is an unbelievable, censor-free, high-octane Truthapalooza featuring Peter Navarro, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Alina Haba, and so many other truth tellers. Get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. And again, for a little bit faster service, call to action number four. Just text us at 918-851. That's 918-851-0102. You get those tickets a little bit faster if you text that number. We have just under 1,000 tickets. My name's Clay Clark. That's Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. We're filling in for Owen Schroyer. Thank you for tuning in today, folks. Thank you for supporting InfoWars. And I want to remind you, InfoWars Nation, you smell terrific. And buy something today from InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.